Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Slow news days, there's big news days, there's busy news days. This is one of the most epic news days that you're going to find. Let me lay out the waterfront before we're joined by Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer here sitting in. Alex is about to be back with us. You've got Jeffrey Epstein updates where he's found in his cell. They're not sure what happened, but either beaten, tried to hang himself, or some other weird such thing, nearly unconscious, found in his cell. You've got that going on. You've got a key Mueller witness and top political connect, George Nader, who just can't stop molesting children, apparently. You've got new sex allegations, child sex allegations against him. You've got Twitter trying to scuttle the hashtag Clinton body count trend, which is even wilder, as there's been a story floating around about an alleged FBI agent that killed himself here in Austin. And then you've got all kinds of worldwide news and everything. So Alex Jones joins us now to just try to break this all down as the Russian collusion narrative totally collapses in on itself. Alex Jones.
Again, Owen, can you hear me?
Yes, Alex, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna try again back at the bottom of the hour. I've got really breaking, incredible. Maybe I'll just come in. Because I just need to be able to get this information out. That's all. I'll see you at the bottom of the hour.
All right, so Alex Jones is on his way into the studio now. He's loading up onto a rocket ship, and he will be here in at mock speed. So again, folks, the big story, which ends up being nothing but a big nothing and a distraction, is the Mueller testimony yesterday, where Bob Mueller gets absolutely eviscerated by the likes of Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and some other Republican leaders. And so we've got those highlights, and that is obviously a big story. But when you look at Jeffrey Epstein and that story, when you look at George Nader and his connections, when you look at hashtag Clinton body count getting scuttled on Twitter, and that's just the big domestic news. Then you look across the pond, you've got China threatening to invade Taiwan, doing war games with Russia. You've got warships going through the strait in Taiwan. You got Hong Kong protests out of control. You got protests in Puerto Rico getting a governor to resign. You got North Korea firing missiles. You got Japan firing warning shots at China and Russia doing war games. You've got Britain sending warships into the Strait of Hormuz, where there have been drones down, tankers confiscated and hit and firebombed. You've got JP Morgan saying dollar's going to lose its status as the dominant world currency. Boy, is JP Morgan signaling something or what? So this is the waterfront that we're going to have here today. But you really have to wonder, oh, not to mention, Project Veritas gets a top Google executive to come out and blow the whistle on how Google is using AI to manipulate U.S. elections. So, I don't know. I guess you could say that that's a big news day. I guess you could say that's some pretty big, heavy news right there. But don't worry. If you turned into TV news, they'll be telling you about their golf game, or they'll be telling you about their dog's favorite food. Not here. We're in an info war. We're trying to save America. We'll be right back.
are so big today. Their party is in shambles right now. They've got the squad leading their party. They are a mess. Where even you take a look at Scribe and you take a look at so many of the people that were the most outspoken, and they say this was a devastating day for the Democrats. And you know it, John, and everybody else knows it. This was a devastating day for the Democrats.
The bureaucracies, the international megacorporations, the politicians and diplomats that built their world government system in the last 50 years are now in total freefall. Once they were discovered, once their corporate technocracy was brought out in the light, it was only a matter of time until the authoritarian EU fell. Only a matter of time until the entrenched globalist bureaucracy in the United States was dug out of their holes, like Japanese soldiers at the end of World War II being dug out of their caves. And that's what you're seeing right now, is the process of the fall of the house that David Rockefeller built. Now, the big central banks are trying to plunge the U.S. economy. They're trying to plunge other economies back in the hands of populists as a way to teach us a lesson. At a sick level, I kind of hope they succeed, because that'll blow up in their face even more spectacularly. They're running their entire paradigm, their entire operation, as if we're all still asleep. No, we're awake now. And so your bullying only enrages us fools. Now, I'm going to go back to the president's press conference yesterday, where he laid out the fact that there was a criminal attempt to overthrow an elected president. That's overthrow the will of the people in an election. That's beyond treason. When you add the fact that the communist Chinese and others even bragged at Davos 2.5 years ago, when Trump was first getting into office, that they would remove him, that they would crush the U.S. economy, that they would teach the pesky Americans. Think about the insolence, the arrogance. And now Boris Johnson is the new prime minister. He's filled his cabinet top to bottom with anti-globalist patriots, Thatcherites, libertarians, you name it. They're in full flight. Nigel Farage, as Paul Watson's article points out at newswars.com, is now the real de facto leader of the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, when I used to have him on 15 years ago, he said on air that half of his constituents came from InfoWars back when they had no media then. We helped launch UKIP. See how your work over the years and support of this broadcast is devastating the globalists. But they're going to strike back. So let's go to 5-6 minutes of Trump's press conference yesterday. The whole thing's amazing. The whole thing's on InfoWars.com, so 20 minutes long. And then we're going to come back and get into Tucker Carlson's boil down that is just superb. And then we're going to have Owen Schroyer take over live. And then we're also going to play Devin Nunes that we didn't get to yesterday. I think he lays out the entire spectrum of what's really happened. But this is an amazing time to be alive. We've got major problems. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're turning the tide, and the awakening is incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the president, totally exonerated, but now the criminals that launched this operation must be brought to justice, or they will continue to commit these crimes against the Republic.
So we had a very good day today, the Republican Party, our country. There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Robert Mueller. Whether his performance was a bad one or a good one, I think everybody understands that. I think everybody understands what's going on. There was no defense to this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt that's been going on for a long time, pretty much from the time I came down on the escalator with our First Lady. And it's a disgrace what happened, but I think today proved a lot to everybody. In fact, some of my biggest opponents wrote things today that I wouldn't have believed they would have written, and I appreciate that they did that. This has been a very bad thing for our country, and despite everything we've been through, it's been an incredible 2.5 years for our country. The administration, our president, me, we've done a great job. We've got the strongest stock market, the best unemployment numbers, the most number of people ever working in the history of our country right now, almost 160 million. Our military has been rebuilt. and getting even stronger. We've done a great job, and we've done it under this terrible, phony cloud, that's all it was. And they should be ashamed of themselves, absolutely ashamed. And you know who knew it was a phony cloud more than anyone else? Was Schiff and Nadler and Schumer and Pelosi, every one of them. They all knew it was phony stuff. And you look at the polls. The polls are showing it maybe more than anybody else or anything else. And I've had my best polls, and I don't say why, but people see what's gone on in our country with this whole thing. I've been going through it for 3 years. For 3 years. All nonsense. So this was a very big day for our country. This was a very big day for the Republican Party. And you could say it was a great day for me, but I don't even like to say that. It's great. I'll tell you what, I very much appreciate those incredible warriors that you watched today on television, Republicans, that defended something, and defended something very powerful, very important, because they were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats. I wish we could be a fly on the wall in those rooms where the Democrats would go in and talk before and after meetings, and they'd be laughing and smiling and say, can you believe that we're getting away with this? But in the end, they didn't get away with it. Yeah. So there is no such a thing. He didn't have the right to exonerate. And, you know, it's very interesting. People mention exoneration. That was something where he totally folded because he never had the right to exonerate. And it was covered very well by Congressman Turner and put to a conclusion. We were, if you take a look at not only the report, beyond the report, take a look at not what he said, but what he was forced to say. And even your networks and your network and your network and your every one of these networks, they put up their hands. You know, we had a couple of cases with, actually, we had about six cases where they asked our people, our representatives, television networks, please don't come in tonight. We're not going to be doing much on it. And the reason they're not, because it's over. Go ahead.
Are you concerned you could be indicted out of office?
So WikiLeaks is a hoax just like everything else. And all of those problems having to do with crime were the biggest hoax of all. It was a witch hunt, a total witch hunt. And when you saw Robert Mueller's statement, the earlier statement, and then he did a recap, he did a correction later on in the afternoon. And you know what that correction was? And you still ask the question. You know why? Because you're fake news, and you're one of the most. And let me just tell you, the fact that you even asked that question, you're fake news, because you know what? He totally corrected himself in the afternoon, and you know that just as well as anybody. Caitlin. I don't know whose answers weren't. I guess his answers weren't, because if you look, the whole report, you take a look at what they did. Some of the things that he didn't even know about, some of the things he didn't even know what was going on. But, you know, in the end, what he did, he actually probably came through for himself. The performance was obviously not very good. He had a lot of problems. But what he showed more than anything else is that this whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country. And you know what? The Democrats thought they could win an election like this. I think they hurt themselves very badly for 2020. Did I what? I don't know. I really don't know.
You found found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Well, this is essentially the equivalent of the weatherman trying to take a day off, and then there's a monsoon and a hurricane and five tornadoes at the same time. And so the amount of news is staggering and so important. We've got Alex Jones here on the phone with us just to try to break it all down with exclusive sources and intel that we have on developing news right now. So, Alex, how do you even try to properly get this information out to the audience when there's so much of it right now that's so important?
Well, that's what needs to be said right now. This is a quickening happening. Things are coming to a head right now. I'm supposed to be out with my daughters fishing at the lake right now, but frankly, I'm just here at home, probably about to come into the office so I can properly get these reports out. But let me just lay out what's really happening here. A senior FBI agent over a whole white-collar crime division specifically investigating the Clinton Foundation on July 16th. We only learned about it today. At a well-known police bar, got off the phone, and I know who he got off the phone with. I had this from the homicide squad directly in Austin, Texas. Got off the phone with them an hour ago from our anonymous source, who's high level. That he got a call from his sister that is a New York Police Department officer, and then he stuck a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger in front of everybody. That's not in dispute. I've talked to people that were, talked to the witnesses. Now, stopping there. Why is that important? I'll get to that in a moment and the details. And there's articles on all of this. I've sent them to the producers. They can put them up on screen. Jeffrey Epstein was found in a fetal position, almost dead. And this was reported on just in the last 2 hours, and there's been an almost complete lockdown on the news. But here's NBC News out of New York. Jeffrey Epstein found injured in NYC jail cell after possible suicide attempt. Yeah, right. Everybody's been saying how long until he gets Arkansas-ed. That makes the Clinton body count hashtag trend on Twitter. They announce it's Russian. I guess it was Russians almost killed Epstein in his jail cell, too. And then block everyone from sharing it. So people don't even know why it's trending because they're knocking this down. So, yes, they're protecting the pedophiles. And you have other top senior people. This is also in even the Associated Press today, but it's getting almost no attention. Another one of the top informants you mentioned at the start of the show who has been caught and arrested for flying in little boys from Eastern Europe. Again, all part of Mueller and the deep state's blackmail operation. He's been tied to Epstein as well and gave him immunity. Now that guy's got more indictments being handed down on him. So what's happening is Trump's making his move against these people. They're a giant pedophile network that uses pedophilia to control people. They've known all this is coming out. That's why in the last 3 years they tried to accelerate normalization of it, hoping when it all comes out, people will be desensitized. So that's why Netflix and HBO and Vice and Salon and the New York Times is, pedophilia is wonderful, pedophilia is love. It's time to love the children. It's time to, have some 50-year-old man come to your door and demand to take your 10-year-old daughter out because it's love. That's why they've been doing this. And so this is the cult. Same cult took over the Catholic Church. 3,000 priests in Pennsylvania alone in satanic rituals, folks. It's every institution has been taken over by these people, and they're now being removed. It's now happening. People are sick of it. The Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, everyone is sick of these people. And I had top generals and high-level FBI agents when I was first on air 25 years ago tell me this, and I thought they were crazy. Okay, and it was all true, ladies and gentlemen. And so we literally have a satanic cult that abuses children in control of the West, and it's being removed. But read history books. You always hear about the decline of civilizations and the decadence and the human sacrifice and the hurting of children. There's a demonic appetite for this. And so such a huge development here. Now, again, specifically, the articles are out now. I called, confirmed, have even more intel on the senior FBI agent who quit his job at a huge brokerage firm to go to the FBI and go after white-collar crime. He was the head person that was going over all of the Clinton Foundation information. Suddenly, his sister, who's a police officer, probably got set up as a threat to him, gets arrested for trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband and a 16-year-old girl. She is on Rikers Island. She calls him at the bar on the 16th. He hangs up the phone, sticks a gun in his mouth, blows his head off. Now, I talked directly to the homicide division. They say, no, definitely, there was over 100 witnesses. He executed himself. What is it his sister told him? And this is how they come after you, folks. They come after my family. They come after my family with fake charges. They're going after Trump's family with fake charges. You've got this guy quits his job to go after the Clintons. Suddenly his sister is set up because a hitman says she tried to hire her to kill the husband. Who believes any of this? And so we have hundreds and hundreds of dead in and around the Clintons in this whole deal. Epstein's found almost dead in his jail cell, and Twitter won't let it trend. So all the articles are being posted to Infowars.com. Paul Watson wrote an article about the death count being blocked and not allowed to trend. Clinton death count. That's not even the issue, and I'm glad Paul wrote about it. The issue is buried right there that Epstein is found basically comatose, unconscious, in his cell, and they won't say what it is. Folks, this is unbelievable, and it's all coming out. And that's why they've hit us, you know, trying to send us child porn and stuff. They're so pissed that we're on to them, and they know that we're so close to removing this group. And the fact that the deep state's still going after Trump means he's going to unload on them now, and he talked about that in the incredible press conference. So this is a very stressful time for everybody, for me, for the crew, for you, the listeners, the energy level. You could cut it with a knife because big things are happening. I've never had such a intense feeling, not of doom, just of major change and of battle and of energy and good forces and evil forces powering up. And so we're going into the main battle, and I'm telling you, we have right on our side. We have Jesus Christ on our side, but everybody better be getting on their knees before God and begging God for forgiveness, and because none of us are perfect, and just seeking God's face and asking God to lead, God, and direct us, because we are fighting pure evil. The Bible's true. There is a Satan. There is a God. There is a universe. Our spirits are eternal. We cannot let Satan have our children. We cannot let them continue to murder our children after they're even born. This is a satanic army, and they've been intimidating everybody in the system to go along with it, but now the intimidation's slipping because of Trump's courage, because of this audience's courage, because of Matt Drudge's courage, and because of everybody else's courage. We have stood against the enemy and their intimidation so far, and the incredible evil. They tried to take my children away. They've done things that I can't even tell you on air, folks, behind the scenes, that is unbelievable. And all it does is make me angry and make me get on my knees harder and ask God to bring these pieces of garbage down. And God is hearing everybody's prayers. I just pray everyone get on their knees and say, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you so much for what you did on the cross, and we thank your Father, God, for sending you here on this mission, and we are not worth it, but we are on our knees and thank you and seek your face and ask you to bring a revival to this country and to this world as so much evil unfolds, so that we might give our children that are being born on this world a future chance to know your spirit and not be devoured by the enemy. And we just thank you for the great awakening that's happening. We thank you for the support of our amazing audience and everything you've done to provision us in this fight. Owen Schroyer takes over. On the other side is a jam-packed global transmission.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It is a tremendous honor and duty to be here in the host of The Alex Jones Show, the host chair on such an important news day. You've heard the waterfront of news here today laid out for you in the first half hour of this show, but it really is an honor, this duty, to be hosting today, as I know millions of people are tuning in for this exclusive coverage. And I just want to thank the audience for making it possible for me to be here and for InfoWars to be here, because if it was not for your support of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, we wouldn't be in this fantastic new, most high-tech studio in the game broadcasting. We wouldn't have three other studios where we do live broadcasts. We wouldn't be hiring new crew. We wouldn't be expanding. You've seen the censorship. You've seen the attacks. You've seen all of it. And you've supported us. And we've seen that. So we continue to pay it forward. And the good news is we make it easy for you to support us by bringing you the best supplements, the best water filters, the best air filters, the best storable food, and the best sales, like 50% off DNA Force Plus. Folks, just look at the scientific research into CoQ10 that is in the DNA Force Plus and all the other great elements in there known for telomere support. And then go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. The InfoWars Like Select Storable Foods, 50% off. You know, I don't want to sit here and say, hey, look at all the news. J.P. Morgan is warning that the U.S. dollar could collapse and lose its status as the world reserve currency. Hey, look at all these rolling blackouts in New York and in Venezuela. Look at the escalation of tensions between the axis of powers geopolitically. I mean, I don't want to sit here and have to tell you you're going to need emergency food, but wouldn't you rather have it in case the worst happened? And we have the best 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Household items like toothpaste and toothbrushes at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I can't thank the audience enough for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that I have this tremendous duty and honor to be here today filling in for Alex, as we will be hearing from Alex again. And then we're able to do things like the Clown World special coming up this July 30th and 31st, round two of the Democrat debates. We'll have exclusive coverage at InfoWars.com/show. We could only do that thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, then our news coverage is unique to everything else that you can find. Where all the Epstein stuff that's coming out, if you're an InfoWars audience member, you knew all this was going to come down. Now, if you're not, you may be shocked and horrified by some of this, but it's only going to get worse. Now, but let's go back for a second to yesterday and the big Mueller testimony that was a complete devastation of the Democrat false narrative of Russian collusion. Here is American patriot and hero Devin Nunes smashing and devastating the deep state operative Bob Mueller.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, the American people may recall the media first began spreading this conspiracy theory in the spring of 2016. When Fusion GPS, funded by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, started developing the Steele dossier, a collection of outlandish accusations that Trump and his associates were Russian agents. Fusion GPS, Steele, and other Confederates fed these absurdities to naive or partisan reporters and to top officials in numerous government agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the State Department. Among other things, the FBI used dossier allegations to obtain a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. Despite acknowledging dossier allegations as being salacious and unverified, former FBI Director James Comey briefed those allegations to President Obama and President-elect Trump. Those briefings conveniently leaked to the press, resulting in the publication of the dossier and launching thousands of false press stories based on the word of a foreign ex-spy, one who admitted he was desperate that Trump lose the election and who was eventually fired as an FBI source for leaking to the press. After Comey himself was fired, by his own admission, he leaked derogatory information on President Trump to the press for the specific purpose, and successfully so, of engineering the appointment of a special counsel who sits here before us today. The FBI investigation was marred by further corruption and bizarre abuses. Top DOJ official Bruce Ohr, whose own wife worked on Fusion GPS's anti-Trump operation, fed Steele's information to the FBI even after the FBI fired Steele. The top FBI investigator and his lover, another top FBI official, constantly texted about how much they hated Trump and wanted to stop him from being elected. And the entire investigation was open based not on Five Eyes intelligence, but on a tip from a foreign politician about a conversation involving Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese diplomat who's widely portrayed as a Russian agent, but seems to have far more connections with Western governments, including our own FBI and our own State Department, than with Russia. Brazenly ignoring all these red flags, as well as the transparent absurdity of the claims they are making, the Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it. Consider this. In March 2017, Democrats on this committee said they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion, but they couldn't reveal it yet. Mr. Mueller was soon appointed, and they said he would find the collusion. Then when no collusion was found in Mr. Mueller's indictments, the Democrats said we'd find it in his final report. Then when there was no collusion in the report, we were told Attorney General Barr was hiding it. Then when it was clear Barr wasn't hiding anything, we were told it will be revealed through a hearing with Mr. Mueller himself. And now that Mr. Mueller is here, they are claiming that the collusion has actually been in his report all along, hidden in plain sight. And they're right. There is collusion in plain sight. Collusion between Russia and the Democratic Party. The Democrats colluded with Russian sources to develop the Steele dossier. And Russian lawyer Natalia Vesnitskaya colluded with the dossier's key architect, Fusion GPS head Glenn Simpson. The Democrats have already admitted, both in interviews and through their usual anonymous statements to reporters, that today's hearing is not about getting information at all. They said they want to, quote, bring the Mueller report to life and create a television moment through ploys like having Mr. Mueller recite passages from his own report. In other words, this hearing is political theater. It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real and that it's concealed in the report. Granted, that's a strange argument to make about a report that is public. It's almost like the Democrats prepared arguments accusing Mr. Barr of hiding the report and didn't bother to update their claims once he published the entire thing. Among congressional Democrats, the Russia investigation was never about finding the truth. It's always been a simple media operation. By their own accounts, this operation continues in this room today. Once again, numerous pressing issues this committee needs to address are put on hold to indulge the political fantasies of people who believed it was their destiny to serve Hillary Clinton's administration. It's time for the curtain to close on the Russia hoax. The conspiracy theory is dead. At some point, I would argue, we're going to have to get back to work.
You know, this news is so epic that it's really impossible for me to summarize it in so many words. All I can do is lay it all out on the table for you to decide what it all means. But the background here is this. InfoWars has been at the forefront of fighting the root of corruption. And there's all of these different obstacles and all of these different hurdles and all these different issues, but fighting the evil nature of the power structure has been at the forefront of Alex Jones's InfoWars. And honestly, there isn't any sense of I told you so. There any no sense of vindication, nothing like that around here. Where you're now seeing all the Epstein news come out, the Clinton news come out, the Mueller news come out, the pedophile island, the Lolita Express, all the elite going there, Epstein buying other islands, Epstein having tombs and chambers and tunnels, mystery wealth. Nobody even knows where it came from. Then he winds up nearly dead in his prison cell, and you look into the guy who he's cellmates with, which the lawyer, of course, says is completely innocent. This guy's in jail for four dead bodies turning up after a 5-kilo cocaine deal goes down. And this guy looks like a roid head, obviously became a police officer so he could run a drug ring. And so this is the man in a cell with Epstein, and Epstein turns up half unconscious, nearly dead. And here is now mainstream news covering Jeffrey Epstein that InfoWars has been warning the public about for decades.
Several breaking stories tonight. First, multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein is found injured in his Manhattan jail cell while being held on federal sex trafficking charges. Good evening at 11. I'm Stephen Hall.
And I'm Natalie Pascarella. A startling new twist in a case making headlines worldwide. There are questions tonight whether accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was attacked in his cell or tried to kill himself.
Still trying to clear that up tonight. Chief investigative reporter Jonathan Dees joining us live in the newsroom with the breaking details. Jonathan, what do you know?
Well, we know that Jeffrey Epstein is safe back inside a cell tonight on suicide watch. That according to several sources. And questions are swirling. Did he try to hurt himself or what really happened inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center? Details sketchy at this hour with investigators now trying to get answers.
Several sources tell us the initial report is that Jeffrey Epstein was found on the floor in his cell in a fetal position, semi-conscious with marks to his neck. Investigators are trying to determine what happened to Epstein inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center in one of the secure areas of the jail. Two sources say Epstein may have tried to hang himself. A third source cautioned Epstein's injuries were not serious and questioned if Epstein might be seeking some kind of transfer. This, as a fourth source says, an assault has not been ruled out. That another man in the same area was questioned. Epstein was ordered held without bail since his arrest on the sex trafficking charges. He had asked to be housed in his Upper East Side mansion with an ankle bracelet and private guards. But the judge said he was a risk of flight and a danger given the allegations he sexually abused underage girls. He has pleaded not guilty.
Epstein had been housed with a former cop and accused killer. An attorney for that inmate says his client did not attack Epstein, that the two get along, and that Epstein was seen today and appears to be fine. Epstein's lawyer did not return a call for comment as the investigation very much underway at the MCC.
Now, our own reporter Greg Reese did some more background research on Jeffrey Epstein, and here's what he turned up.
It was reported that Jeffrey Epstein was hired by A.G. Barr's father, Donald Barr, to teach mathematics at the elite Dalton School in New York City. But the story is much more interesting than that. In 1971, headmaster Donald Barr was pressured to retire by the Board of Trustees, who accused him of turning a humanistic progressive school into one of discipline and authoritarian rule. In 1974, Donald Barr appeared on The Open Mind, where he spoke out against a new form of teaching that focused on a student's weaknesses rather than teaching self-discipline. That same year, Jeffrey Epstein, who never graduated from college, began teaching at the prestigious Dalton School. And the trustees hired Gardner P. Dunnan to replace Barr as their new headmaster. Dunnan went on to create the controversial Fisher-Landau-Dalton program, where kindergartners were systematically taken to the basement of the school, where they were subjected to a mysterious screening test that was described by one teacher as a total monster. Teachers who were present said that the kids became uneasy during the screening. And later studies on the experiment showed that the children suffered from lowered self-esteem. During the same time, Headmaster Dunnan offered a 14-year-old girl free tuition along with room and board at his own home, who claimed he had sexually molested her over the next 2 years. She filed a lawsuit against Dunnan, but later dropped the suit, and Dunnan quietly retired from the Dalton School. Among the many children who attended the Dalton School during this time, some went on to become Hollywood movie stars, government officials, and mainstream journalists, including CNN's Anderson Cooper. Anderson's brother, Carter, also attended the Dalton School, and about 10 years after graduating from Dalton, he committed suicide by jumping from the 14th floor of his family home. Gardner Dunnan went on to work at Columbia University, where he spearheaded another controversial program. With the aid of former Senator of New York, Eric Schneiderman, who has been recently accused by several women of sexual assault, Gardner Dunnan constructed a new building at 110th Street and Broadway to house professors and their children, along with a private school for grades kindergarten through fourth grade. And once again, Headmaster Gardner Dunnan personally gave free tuition to four children to attend his new private school experiment. Dunnan was brought under scrutiny for this, but it was only reported as an admissions flub. To this day, Gardner P. Dunnan continues to work with children as academic dean and senior advisor at Avenues, the World School. Most are aware that Jeffrey Epstein is only the tip of a rodent-infested iceberg that has been corrupting our society for several decades. But will we ever see real justice? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And that is just so devastatingly powerful. It needs to be shared everywhere. And you know, I want to try to boil this down to give kind of just the flavor of this news. Many of you listening to this may have not even been around during this phenomenon, but during the election cycle, there was a major trend called Pizzagate. Now, while Pizzagate became diverted and attention was drawn to minor things that potentially were coincidences, and then other things were set up and other things were baited, and then you had odd news stories about shooters and hard drives and are there basements. And so it all just got out of control. But what started Pizzagate was the WikiLeaks emails and all of these coincidences with Anthony Weiner and Democrats, and in the WikiLeaks emails, them talking about putting kids in pools for your entertainment. And then they look at pizza-related maps and handkerchiefs and stuff, and people start looking into that, and it turns out it's on FBI lists for pedophile code language. And so people were just so stunned at all these coincidences and the names and the emails, and then what these other names over here had connections to, and then what they were doing and who they had connections to. It just blew people's minds as independent researchers. And so it was this weird, like, cosmic, almost orgasmic explosion of information where just the average person on a computer could find all of this stuff out of the WikiLeaks emails. But then it got so out of control and it got deemed fake news because it was so mind-blowing, people didn't really know where to start, where to stop, and how to corral it. Folks, this is Pizzagate. Pizzagate is real. Like, you see the movie Taken, you see how government operatives and rich people and all this have child sex trafficking, kidnapping kids, sex dungeons, auctioning them off to, you know, Sikhs or whatever, or rich, you know, people in overseas. And then it's like, oh, you see Epstein, you see Nader, you see all the connections, you see the WikiLeaks. That's Pizzagate. This is Pizzagate.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have a tendency to attempt to avoid redundancy, but really, redundancy is going to be necessary today when it comes to this Epstein story. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pitch to this clip of Representative Michael Turner from Ohio throwing the book, I mean, literally bringing out the book and just reading it to Robert Mueller, embarrassing him. Another devastating victory for the fake, or for people that are trying to expose the fake Russia collusion narrative. And then when we come back on the other side, I'm going to really bear down and just go over all of these headlines and connect them all. Because that's what we do here at InfoWars that nobody else does. But first, here is Representative Michael Turner throwing the book at Robert Mueller.
Well, I want to focus on one word in your report. It's the second to the last word in the report. It's exonerate. The report states, accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him. Now, in the judiciary hearing, in your prior testimony, you've already agreed with Mr. Ratcliffe that exonerate is not a legal term, that there is not a legal test for this. So I have a question for you, Mr. Mueller. Mr. Mueller, does the attorney general have the power or authority to exonerate? Now, what I'm putting up here is the United States Code. This is where the attorney general gets his power. And the Constitution and the annotated cases of these, which we've searched. We even went to your law school, because I went to Case Western, but I thought maybe your law school teaches it differently. And we got the criminal law textbook from your law school. Mr. Mueller, nowhere in these, because we had them scanned, is there a process or description on exonerate? There's no office of exoneration at the Attorney General's office. There's no certificate at the bottom of his desk. Mr. Mueller, would you agree with me that the Attorney General does not have the power to exonerate?
I'm going to pass on that.
Why?
Because it embroils us in a legal discussion, and I'm not prepared to do a legal discussion in that arena.
Well, Mr. Mueller, you would not disagree with me when I say that there is no place that the Attorney General has the power to exonerate, and he's not been given that authority. You would not.
Again, I'm not going to. I take your question.
Great. Well, the one thing that I guess is that the Attorney General probably knows that he can't exonerate either. And that's the part that kind of confuses me. Because if the Attorney General doesn't have the power to exonerate, then you don't have the power to exonerate. And I believe he knows he doesn't have the power to exonerate. And so this is the part that I don't understand. If your report is to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General doesn't have the power to exonerate, and he does not, and he knows that you do not have that power, you don't have to tell him that you're not exonerating the president. He knows this already. So then that kind of changed the context of the report.
No, we included in the report for exactly that reason. He may not know it, and he should know it.
So you believe that the attorney, Bill Barr, believes that somewhere in the hallways of the Department of Justice there's an office of exoneration?
No, that's not what I said.
Well, I believe he knows, and I don't believe you put that in there for Mr. Barr. I think you put that in there for exactly what I'm going to discuss next. And that is, so the Washington Post yesterday, when speaking of your report, the article said Trump could not be exonerated of trying to obstruct the investigation itself. Trump could not be exonerated. Now, that statement is correct, Mr. Mueller, isn't it? In that no one can be exonerated. The reporter wrote this. This reporter can't be exonerated. Mr. Mueller, you can't be exonerated. In fact, in our criminal justice system, there is no power or authority to exonerate. Now, this is my concern, Mr. Mueller. This is the headline on all of the news channels while you were testifying today. Mueller, Trump was not exonerated. Now, Mr. Mueller, what you know is that this can't say Mueller exonerated Trump. Because you don't have the power or authority to exonerate Trump. You have no more power to declare him exonerated than you have the power to declare him Anderson Cooper. So the problem that I have here is that since there's no one in the criminal justice system that has that power, the president pardons, he doesn't exonerate. Courts and juries don't declare innocent, they declare not guilty. They don't even declare exoneration. The statement about exoneration is misleading, and it's meaningless, and it colors this investigation one word out of the entire portion of your report, and it's a meaningless word that has no legal meaning, and it has colored your entire
report. The gentleman has expired.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it is certainly one of the most epic times in human history. You may not be able to see it or recognize it now, but history will recognize it. And I'm so glad that this is where I ended up. Because Boy, it'd be a shame to miss this one, wouldn't it? It'd be a shame to miss this show. It'd be a shame to miss this boat. But yet here we are, broadcasting live out of the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay out all the headlines for you just to, again, present you the waterfront of information today so that we can dissect it throughout the broadcast. But there is so much to get to. What is the most important? Well, that, I guess, is up to you. But each stack of news here today has its own level of importance. Now, I'm going to pivot away from the domestic news for 1 second so that you can see how worldwide, I mean, this is not just a phenomenon happening in the West and America. Once again, we're kind of, I mean, it's the West and it's America that is spearheading all of this, that is creating the momentum, that is creating the energy, that is knocking down the dominoes for all of this other news to happen, which, let me hit that and then back to the domestic news. Beijing strikes ominous tone, saying military could intervene in Hong Kong. So you've got Hong Kong protests happening for weeks now, and they're actually organizing and effective, and they're not going after, you know, private businesses or anything like that. They're going into government buildings, and it's gotten so out of control. Some of the footage you see between police and citizens battling, it's, I mean, all, you know, it's close to a civil war if citizens had weapons. They just have to use, you know, sticks and clubs and stuff. But that's not all. China-Russia joint exercise sends message to Washington. They had a joint exercise. Japan claimed that they went into their territory and fired warning shots at them, 360 rounds, warning flares. Russia denied any of that happened. And then, of course, North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. So you got all that going on. Now, China is threatening to invade Taiwan. This is a major development. So China is going for full control. President Xi has more power than Mao Zedong had. And he's threatening to invade Taiwan, threatening to use police force to shut down Hong Kong protests. And man, let me tell you, folks, Russia is like the crown jewel right now. It's like the, you know, the princess that still has her maidenhead. And it's like China and America are battling for it. And Trump is the only one in D.C. trying to have a good relationship with Russia. Also having a good relationship with China. But like everybody gets the geopolitics that's well informed. Russia is the crown jewel that's going to align the axis of power. If they go with China, then Iran strengthens itself. And if they go with America, then the West is pretty much, it's U.S. foreign policy dominates. Let's go on. U.S. warships sail through strategic Taiwan Strait. So there you go. Not to mention China's literally building islands and arming them. And then how about the arrogance from Apple to remove a manufacturing plant from Texas to China, and then they ask the U.S. government to give them a tariff exemption. So you're going to move production out of America to China, and then you're going to say, hey, we're going to do this for free. Screw America. And you know what's sad? I bet they get that exemption. I hope Trump doesn't give it to them. And then you have Britain also sending warships to escort tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, where tankers are being commandeered and firebombed and everything. So all kinds of tensions across the pond. JP Morgan warns dollar could lose status as world dominant currency. You got to wonder about that. Is JP Morgan signaling something? Is that what they want to happen, and why? Now, let's get back to the developing news here in America. Bombshell yesterday. This is so bombshell, you almost wonder if this Epstein stuff is being used to distract you from this. Google punishes whistleblowing engineer with administrative leave. So a head engineer of Google, top executive, does an exclusive interview with James O'Keefe at Project Veritas and basically gives you the layout how Google is trying to manipulate elections and using their big tech, powerful tech, and reach to manipulate millions. It's been studied by Dr. Robert Epstein that Google's algorithms could manipulate up to 10 million votes. No hearings, no investigations, nothing until now. Antitrust investigations just now opening up. So that's developing. But all the election meddling, right? Oh, it's Russia. Oh, it's Trump. No, it's Google. It's the Democrats. It's Obama. They all colluded to do this. This is how they seize power and don't tell anybody. But you had the Mueller testimony. Listen to some of these headlines. We'll play the clips later. Confused-looking Mueller repeatedly asked for questions to be repeated. Soft-spoken Mueller warns of ongoing election interference, criticizes Trump. Yeah, he exposed himself as a deep state operative, or worse. I'll explain that. This is painful. Pundits question Mueller's frail performance at hearing. Mueller's testimony equals end of any Trump impeachment talk. Bill Maher tells Democrats, go home, guys, following disastrous Mueller testimony. Yeah, and Michael Moore is bragging, saying, I told you so, Mueller's a joke. Mueller, no Russia exoneration for Trump despite claims. People are now alleging, did Mueller even write the report? Did he read the report? He didn't seem to know anything inside of it. Robert Mueller delivered the goods. Will Dems feast on them? That's the Daily Beast, just the daily pile of crap trying to build up this report as a success. Did Mueller lie about why he didn't indict Trump? I think Mueller lied about a lot of stuff, but he may not even know it. Again, I'll explain that. House Judiciary Panel lawsuit to enforce subpoena of Don McGahn. That's going to be their new name. It's been Cohen. It's been Avenatti. It's been this. It's been Manafort. It's been Stone. It's been that. McGahn is going to be the new name that they use to try to breathe any gasoline into the fire of this fake news. But folks are now wondering about this Mueller character. Was he pretending to be weak and frail and feeble like an Alzheimer's patient yesterday? Or what if I had Russian intelligence sources tell me that Mueller has been nothing more than a front man this whole time who's been suffering from Alzheimer's-like problems, and he's just been a front man. He didn't write the report. He has no idea what's going on. He's just being used as a name and a face. I'm just saying, these are what the rumors are. I don't know. We all saw what happened yesterday. It was a disaster. Now, apparently, Bob Mueller's never heard of Fusion GPS. Now, that to me has to be a lie, or he didn't do the investigation at all, because there's no way. And then you had Democrats using Fusion GPS to get Russian intelligence. That was highlighted. Now using Fusion GPS to link Trump to Epstein. That's their big reach right now. They can't do it. Was Trump with Epstein? Yes. Was everybody with Epstein? Yes. So they can't use that, and they don't have the blackmail on Trump. Say whatever you want about the guy. He's not diddling little kids like the rest of them were that they could blackmail. That's the big difference. Now, let's go down these headlines. Jeffrey Epstein visited Clinton White House multiple times in the early 90s. Bill Clinton lied, said he never knew anything about it. Jeffrey Epstein paid $18 million for a second island and is still building a compound while in prison. And then, of course, you saw the news today. Epstein found hurt in fetal position in New York City cell. Nearly unconscious, alleged assault or possible suicide attempt or trying to get a transfer. Prosecutors reveal new child sex allegation against key Mueller witness George Nader. Not just Nader connection to Mueller, but connected to the Bushes, connected to Obama, all of them. And then you look at the Epstein jail cell partner, interesting history there. An FBI agent commits suicide in Austin that was investigating the Clintons. Holy smokes! This is the InfoWar.
All right, my friends, we are back. Owen Schroyer's taking over next segment, but here is a segment from Tucker Carlson that knocks it out of the park, just showing what a hoax and a facade Robert Mueller was from the beginning and how it's emblematic of this whole system being based on hoaxes backed up by the corporate media, and now the facade is blown completely over.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Never meet your heroes. That's how the saying goes. They'll only disappoint you. Well, that's true, by the way, as Democrats across the country learned the hard way today. Former special counsel Robert Mueller testified on Capitol Hill this morning. If you watch the other cable channels, you're probably accustomed to thinking of Robert Mueller as a kind of progressive superhero sent here from on high to do battle with the diabolical Mr. Orange on behalf of the forces of light and justice. Hollywood literally produced a comic book about Robert Mueller. That's how convinced they were of his power and goodness. Single-handedly, Robert Mueller was going to save America. And then came the long, sad spectacle of today. Here's the actual Robert Mueller, caught without his cape and mask, squirming under the cold light of television cameras.
When discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you referenced, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's not a trick question, right? It was Fusion GPS.
Not familiar with Fusion GPS. Well, it turns out that if you're watching this show right now, you almost certainly know more about the Russia investigation than the man who led the Russia investigation. You know that Fusion GPS is the Democratic oppo firm that paid Christopher Steele to produce the Trump dossier. Fusion GPS is the reason we're talking about Russia right now. In fact, Fusion GPS is the reason we had a Mueller investigation in the first place. But, of course, you knew that because you're paying attention. Somehow, Robert Mueller himself did not know that. What does that say about Robert Mueller? Well, this isn't a medical program, so we're not going to speculate about it. What we can say for certain, though, is that Robert Mueller never should have been testifying before Congress today. He didn't want to come. He came because Democrats forced him. They knew his condition. They were happy to exploit him anyway, and they did. To the left, the individual is always far less important than the mission, and the mission never changes, acquiring political power. Watch the congenitally shameless Jerry Nadler of New York use Mueller as a kind of human backboard. Throw the question, get it back.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
Mueller did not exonerate the president. That was the headline on CNN today. Of course it was the headline. And that was the point of asking the question in the first place, to create a headline. Unmentioned was the fact that prosecutors don't exonerate anyone, ever. Prosecutors charge people with crimes, or they don't. That's the full scope of their power. Only God exonerates. The whole thing was a dishonest word game. Moments later, in fact, Robert Mueller conceded that his was the first Justice Department investigation in history to claim that its unindicted subject was not exonerated.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist.
That was probably the high point of the day for everyone, everyone participating, everyone watching at home. Most of the rest of the time, it was depressing to watch. Mueller seemed deeply confused, at times confused about why he was there. Repeatedly, he struggled just to hear the questions he was being asked. When he did hear them, his answers often revealed he was not familiar at all with the report that bears his name.
Collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. I'm reading your report, sir. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180.
Page 180, volume 1.
Okay.
This was from your report.
Correct. And I leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
It went on like this for more than 6 excruciating hours. We hope you were doing something else today. We can tell you, though, that over 200 times, Mueller simply declined to answer the question at all. Repeatedly, he said that critical questions central to the Russia investigation weren't in his purview.
Do you have any basis, as you sit here today, to believe that Steele was lying?
As I said before, and I'll say again, it's not my purview. Others are investigating what you
So it's not your purview to look into whether or not Steele's lying. It's not your purview to look into whether or not anti-Trump Russians are lying to Steele. And it's not your purview to look at whether or not Glenn Simpson was meeting with the Russians the day before and the day after you write 3,500 words about the Trump campaign meeting.
So given what we've already said about Mr. Mueller, we don't want to be cruel here, but we also want to be clear about what he's indicating. Mueller just told us that he doesn't know if Christopher Steele is lying about the basis of the entire Russia investigation. Nope, he doesn't know. And by the way, he doesn't care. Keep in mind, Robert Mueller is the very same man who, as of right now, is trying to send Roger Stone to prison for the rest of his life for telling minor and totally irrelevant lies, allegedly, that hurt no one. But he doesn't care to know if Christopher Steele is lying about the most important question in the investigation to which he's dedicated 2.5 years of his life. Huh. It's enough to shake your faith, actually, if you think about it for a minute. By the end of the day, even partisan Democrats had to admit that Mueller's testimony had been a complete debacle.
As they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up.
But he
and how he would do certain things. And so, look, on optics, this was a disaster.
Was the ball advanced?
No. Impeachment's over.
Today, he was a witness. And he frankly wasn't a really good witness because he declined to answer, by my count, over 100 times.
I thought he was boring. I thought in some cases he was sort of evasive. I thought it really was a very ineffective defense of his own work.
Look, from the Democratic perspective, to me so far, it's been a bit of a bust.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster early on.
At the very least, we now know the truth about Robert Mueller, a mysterious prosecutor with unchecked power, revealed at last to be a daft old man blinking in the sunlight once his curtain was torn away. It was a sad coda to the long and ridiculous Russia saga. An absurd story for certain, but not a harmless story, hardly. This years-long charade deeply hurt this country. It corrupted our most important institutions. It divided our people. But worst of all, it distracted all of us from our real problems, which are legion. Get in the car tomorrow morning and drive 5 hours in any direction in this country. Stop frequently. Look around. How's America doing, do you think? Now remember that all the sadness you just saw on your drive, the drug zombies and the homeless people, the payday loan places, the boarded up buildings, all the slow motion disasters unfolding unmistakably all around us, all of that has been completely ignored for years in favor of some stupid invented story about Russian spies that never even made sense and didn't even happen.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Filling in for Alex today. We will most likely hear from Alex again before the end of the broadcast with all of this breaking, developing, important news. But right now, we are joined by Joe Biggs. This is a man, a veteran, a reporter, a journalist, a commentator who has experienced censorship in his own right, getting banned all across social media, and now they're going after his ability to engage in commerce, and I believe he's now been hit on Venmo and PayPal, and I do think they've even gone after his bank account in the past, too. So Joe Biggs joins us now. Joe, what are they telling you over there? You're a bad man. You're a thought criminal. How dare you? How dare you be a proud American so you're not allowed to engage in commerce?
Yeah, like Venmo and PayPal both sent me emails about 30 minutes apart, like 7:30, and then I got one at 8 a.m. saying that I've been kicked off both platforms for misusing their platform. Like, you know, Venmo, I use to send money to my child, and my mom and I use it. She's going through cancer stuff and all that. We just found out she had cancer. I actually found out today she beat it, so thank God. But we've been using it for stuff like that.
And praise PayPal, the Lord for that. But how sad is that, that they would try to stop you from sending money to your mother who's battling cancer and now beat it? I mean, that's what I'm saying. People don't understand what this censorship does in real life. They don't think about the commerce aspect. They don't think about the communication aspect. I mean, I'm just glad that, you know, that was concluded before they did this to you.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, I honestly don't think some of these companies are even really realizing what's going on. You have these algorithms, from what I hear when I talk to a lot of these tech people, and it's this mob mentality. I mean, I've been banned from Twitter now for a month, and people are sending me screenshots every day like, hey, Joe Biggs only has Instagram left and PayPal left. Let's get him there. So you have all these people. So what we have to find out, like, what is this magical number? And then who does it go to? There's just some kid sitting there that goes, oh, well, Joe's reached the magical number of complaints. Well, he has to go now. You know, instead of actually looking and seeing what's going on. I mean, if you look at my Venmo, it goes money for baby, money for diapers. You know, that's it. Because you have to say what you're sending it for. Money for mom, you know, cancer, whatever, you know. So, you know, I obviously violated nothing there. But there's these groups of people with Antifa and all that that get on there and they start reporting. And then these algorithms just pick it up and they go, okay, you got to go. Bye. Sorry. See you later. You know, that's what happens when you take the human aspect away from stuff. But then also, we've become so polarized that people aren't even acting human anymore, too. So it's really hard to tell. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it's good for these other companies. You know, look, I mean, there's Cash App. All these other people are going to pick up Slack, you know, and then eventually people, even on the left, are going to get censored. You know, I'm now one of the most banned people. I'm up there with Alex, Gavin, Milo, and Laura, and Enrique. You know, I've literally got like one more thing left to go through. And after that, it's like I got to hail cabs and chase people down the road if I want to get down, you know, across the city or anything like that. If I want to share something, I have to call someone else with social media to put it up for me. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Well, and I think you're onto something here. It's these left-wing outrage mobs that just get together, and I guess maybe there's hundreds, maybe there's thousands. They probably have bots, too. I mean, the Krasenstein bros got caught with bots, and so they use these things to flag you or your post or this or that, and then I guess there's a magic number or something maybe in the algorithm that, you know, turns it over. I think you're definitely onto something with that. So it's like, I mean, conservatives aren't we don't operate on these low frequencies like these liberal progressive Democrats do. So we don't want to band together and say, all right, everybody, let's get thousands of us to go report this person or this tweet or this or that like they do. I know they've done it to you. They've done it to me. But imagine if we did that, though. Like, there'd be nothing left. It'd be like this whole henpecking competition of who's got the most bots and the most losers to sit on their computer and report crap all day.
See, this is the thing, though, and I think we've been asking the wrong questions to these tech giants when we have these hearings and things like that. You know, we ask them, hey, are you guys openly, you know, going after conservatives, things like that? And they can sit there and honestly say no because they're not sitting there seeking it out, but they have these mobs going after people. The question is, what is the algorithm?
They just say, oh, yeah, it's just the algorithm.
What's the algorithm, but what's the magic number? And that's what I was talking to my buddy Will Chamberlain about earlier from Human Events. You know, what is this magical number that we have? Because Instagram's been booting my pictures, a picture of me and a group of Proud Boys, a picture of me and my daughter. They said it violated terms and services. And then one of my dogs said that it was violent. It was taken down. It's just a cute little puppy, a Shih Tzu. Apparently those things are violent, though, but you know, like,
well, those
one
Shih Tzus,
more,
they may have more. Some Russian lineage, so you got to be careful there. But honestly,
but, you know, like, one more of these and I'm done. That's it. Instagram's gone. And if you look at Twitter and you search my name, people are like going, hey, find his profile. It's SSG Biggs, and keep reporting. I've had to make my pages private now. I can't go up in followers. And now I have to like carefully scan anybody I let into my Instagram life because it's like the last ounce that I have.
But see, this is why they don't want people like Joe Biggs or Alex Jones or anybody at these tech meetings or at these summits, because quite frankly, we're asking the hardcore questions that demand answers. They want some blockhead up there that's going to smile and, you know, oh, like, we love you, social media. Like, please stop censoring us. Like, it could be fun for all of us. And then they just ignore the real censorship going on because they've never had to deal with it. Just some blockhead.
The White House social media summit.
But it's like these are good people that were banned.
I mean, they didn't even have people that were banned. Yeah, they're good people. They toe the line and they say the just the right stuff that doesn't push anything. I mean, it's like,
But it's the ones that are looked to as leaders that have the biggest following, that are the biggest blockheads, because they know. Yeah, Joe is going to say, hey, look, here's real censorship. Here's how it's happening to me. By the way, conservative blockhead over there, have you ever been censored from using a bank account? Have you ever been censored from commerce? Did you get your funding to your child cut off because you're a politics? No. Have you been banned from YouTube? Can you stop monetizing on Facebook? No. So how can they ever really address the issues when they don't really hear them? And I'm not sure if there are gatekeepers involved in this or if it's just they want people who are going to play nice and, okay, let's all have a tea party. But this is why they don't want people like Joe Biggs speaking out on a national platform about the censorship, because Joe will raise the real issues. Joe has been really victimized, just like Alex Jones.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's... when the stuff happens to you, it makes you think, because it hasn't happened to you. Once it happens to you, you start understanding that there's got to be a pattern to this, you know? So that's why I really think there's this number that has to be reached.
And why do they hate Joe Biggs? Because Joe Biggs is a veteran who is going to organize thousands of veterans and police officers and patriots to stand up to the Antifa bullies. Let's pivot for a second here, Joe. That's why they want you off social media, because you're actually organizing patriots that are not going to be bullied and intimidated anymore.
I've been FaceTiming with a couple of Portland police officers and some officers that work in corrections facilities. And I know they are, because they actually showed me their badges and IDs to prove who they were, and just said, thank God that people are coming out there to stand up to it. They said, you have no idea how deep Antifa runs in the government there locally in Portland. They said it is like a cancer. And they said people are just kind of scared to be normal people. That, I mean, you know, these people literally run every ounce of that city. And they're glad that people are coming and standing up to it. You know, we're not calling for violence. We're simply coming as a show of force to look them in the eye, that evil, and go, you know what? We've had enough. And you're not going to do this crap anymore. And if you do, we're going to continue to come. And we're going to get right in your face. And eventually you're going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, you got Ted Cruz calling for a RICO investigation into Antifa, but it's going to be just like last time, Joe. I mean, look, the police, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty dealing with this stuff because they don't know where it could go sour. And so when they have thousands of patriots organized behind them, that empowers them to do their job when the government wouldn't.
Yep, exactly.
So that's everything. So I don't know if you can even follow Joe Biggs anymore. Maybe he'll be on a street corner doing push-ups or something, because that's like the last place he's allowed to operate. So Joe Biggs will be on the street corner doing push-ups for dollars because he's banned on the internet because he's a thought criminal.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you got to see Clown World, Round 1, the Democrat debates, I can only imagine what is coming up for Clown World, Round 2, where you're going to have candidates who are polling at 0%, like Beto O'Rourke, still on the debate stage because they just can't get enough of themselves. They got to speak some Spanish. They got to hate on America. They got to tell you Orange Man bad. So the good news is, because you can't get the coverage anywhere else, Clown World Round 2, Meet America's Real Enemies. The live streams will be at Infowars.com/show. Cover starts at 8 p.m. And that's July 30th and 31st. So that's coming up next week. Clown World, Round 2. Cover starts at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern at Infowars.com/show. It's the Clown World, Round 2. The Democrat debates. Who can speak the most Spanish? Who can offer the most free goodies? Who can hate America and Orange Man the most? We find out next week. It's the Clown World. We're just living in it. But seriously, can you imagine how out of control this one's going to be? The last one was insane. I think here's the leading edge if you really want to be a progressive liberal Democrat. I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. And if one of the Democrat candidates want to pick this up, you know, I think it's perfectly fine. We keep offering, as the Democrats, we keep offering all this free stuff, free college, free health care, a free back massage, whatever. Well, I've got a new angle that could change everything. Why not just make monopoly money count? I think that's what the Democrats need to do next. Say, monopoly dollars are now good for any purchase. And so if you need to have, you know, surgery or you want to go to college or whatever, just use monopoly money. And it's perfectly fine. It's just monopoly money. In fact, and then if Hasbro is smart, they'll start making monopoly checks. You can start cutting monopoly checks. And now everybody wins. So we don't have to give anything away for free. We're just making monopoly money count now. So that's the next Democrat platform. If one of these guys wants to win, I mean, Yang, you know, Marianne Williamson, it's all about love and free money. So, but hey, Biden though, oh, creepy Uncle Joe, poor guy. He says he's going to be less polite at the second debate. That means Joe, you're crashing and burning really quick, and we need you to pick it up. And people are sick of the PC. So we're going to go ahead and say, you know, quit shutting up when your time is up. He says, being less polite. But, oh, the fake polls never stop, do they? Joe Biden is allegedly beating Trump in Ohio. Yeah. Sure he is. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am an astronaut. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am the Easter Bunny. Joe Biden is currently beating Trump in Ohio, and I am Peter Rabbit. No, this is another fake poll. Joe Biden couldn't beat a drum in Ohio. But hey, this is just the Democrat clown world that we put up with. Now, it is truly incredible. Everything we do here at InfoWars, I want to thank the great crew that is always working. I want to thank the audience that is always supporting us, praying for us, because it is honestly a miracle we're even able to host these extended broadcasts, that we're even able to hire the crew, that we're even able to find crew that works as hard as this crew and is so dedicated. And then, of course, the miracle of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, the miracle of your prayers praying for us so that we can beat all the attacks that try to shut us down. And then what is the victory lap? What is the result? What is the outcome? What is the accomplishment? We bring you extended coverage, and we do live coverage of the Democrat debates, the clown world round two. But again, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and cross lines here, because I'm actually so excited about this. I want the audience to know. So I'm going to go ahead and cross lines around here. Now, the Alex Jones Show has been around for decades. This is the big audience. A couple years ago, Alex expanded here, and we have the David Knight Show every morning, starting at 8 a.m., going right up to the Alex Jones Show, and then I take over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central to 6 weeknights, and we do specials exclusively for my audience on the War Room, but I'm going to cross lines, and I'm going to give you the special, the War Room special right now, here on the Alex Jones Show, because I think this is the most... I'm so excited about this. Now, we've told you about the fluoride in the water. We've told you about the toxins in the water. You've seen the studies. You've seen the science. You've seen the news. We sell the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can fight the bad halogen of fluoride being in the water and all the other toxins too. But let's just focus on fluoride here because we know it is a neurotoxin. And so what do we say? Well, how can we fight this? We can give you the best nascent iodine, which is the good halogen that fights the fluoride, the bad halogen, and we're going to sell that to you at InfoWarsStore.com, nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2, the best, also Survival Shield X3, for daily use. And then we say, but we also need to stop this at the source. You need to filter your water. We sell you the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. There's multiple different kinds of water filters, too. So you can pick which one you think works best for you, the size, the filter capacity, the filtration type, and everything. But you don't think about the one other way that toxic fluoride infested water gets into you, and that is in the shower. Now, your skin is your largest organ, and it's absorbing everything that it takes in for the most part, but there is a filter level there between your skin and what gets consumed, obviously. But you don't think about the fact you're taking a hot shower, that steam is rising up, you're now breathing in that air. And so we're offering, exclusively with coupon code WARROOM at checkout, all ProPure shower filters 15% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So you may be filtering your drinking water. You're taking the good halogen, nascent iodine. Are you still bathing in toxic water? And if the answer is yes, now is the time to change that. We've got multiple shower heads all filtered with the ProPure technology at InfoWarsStore.com. But I suggest the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. I am so excited about this. I just installed it at my house. I had an older model of a filtered water head, shower head, and the water pressure just wasn't that great. So I've always been nervous to get another shower filter, but I installed the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter in my home over the weekend, and I cannot be more thrilled. And so I went to the marketing department, and I do a special every month on the War Room at InfoWars.com/show, and I canceled the other special we had for the month of July so that I could start this special for the month of August early, because that's how exciting I am about this. When I get a product from InfoWarsStore.com that I know works and I get excited about it, that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to tell you to buy. So 15% off all shower filters, but I suggest going with the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max. Five different functions on the shower head. It's got the extendable hose, the filtration capacity for 6 months minimum. It's just incredible. And the water pressure. That was always my biggest thing, is I need the big water pressure. Yes, I'm like Seinfeld with Kramer and Seinfeld when he needs the shower head that is used for cleaning elephants in the zoo. That's kind of how I am. I'm not quite an elephant at the zoo, but I need the water pressure. And this, you lose no water pressure. In fact, I gained water pressure. I was stunned. I literally gained water pressure when I put this thing on my shower pipe. So get the new shower filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the ProPure with the Pro Max. That's the best one. This shower head, just the shower head with the five different functions and the water pressure, will cost you at least $100 at the department store. That's not even with the filter capacity. This is the filtered capacity, five different heads, total water pressure, and at, we normally sell at $95, but 15% off. 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's the top of the line. There's other shower heads that you can check out. They're all filtered. Filter the fluoride out of your shower water so that you're not breathing it in and having it on your skin. It's the last level. It's the top level to filter yourself from the fluoridated water. 15% off with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. Your filtered water head at InfoWarsStore.com. Phone lines and hear from the audience on all of this as well. In fact, I'm going to do that in the next segment. And so let's just do this, guys. Let's just go to these compilations of Bob Mueller stammering and fumbling about. By the way, look, do you know the name Andrew Weissman? Folks, Bob Mueller didn't write this report. He, and in fact, based on what we saw yesterday, he may not even have a clue what's in it, or even to go one step further, he might not even have a clue what the hell's going on at all and could have just been a front man this entire time who may be suffering from his own ailments in his old age, because he was really exposed yesterday. Or he was putting on an act like he had no idea what was going on, maybe to win sympathy points or something. But let's just go back to back with these clip guys. Just go clip five, clip six, back to back. And this is just compilations put together of Bob Mueller stuttering and stammering and fumbling and bumbling about during the testimony yesterday.
The president committed the crime of obstruction. You could not publicly state that in your report or here today.
Can you repeat the question, sir? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which act? Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
The last question was
I wasn't certain I got it accurate. I'm sorry, could you restate?
The individual is in fact obligated to provide what's being demanded by the regulation or statute, meaning you don't have any wiggle room, right?
I'd have to look more closely at the statute.
Well, I just read it to you.
And what was the question, sir, if I might?
Correct.
And where are you reading from on that?
I'm reading from my question.
Then could you repeat it?
Okay. Is that correct on the screen?
Can you repeat the question? And now that I have the language on the screen.
Is it correct?
What was the question?
Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
The last question was...
I want to make certain I got it accurate. I apologize.
Sure.
Can you start it again?
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
Attorney number two in the Inspector General's report and Strzok both worked on your team, didn't they?
Pardon me, can you ask?
They both worked on your team, didn't they?
I know, I heard Strzok. Who else were you talking about?
Attorney number two identified in the Inspector General's report.
Okay, and the question was?
Volume two, page 87 and 88 of your report, true?
I'm sorry, could you...
Or to avoid personal embarrassment, is that correct?
Yes.
I have on the screen.
Is that correct on the screen?
Can you repeat the question? And now that I have the language on the screen.
Is it correct, as you further elaborate, obstruction of justice can be motivated by a direct desire to protect non-criminal personal interests, to protect against investigations where underlying criminal liability falls into a gray area, or to avoid? Is that true?
Yes.
And is it true that the impact... Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
The last question was the language on screen asking you if that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Does a conviction of obstruction of justice result potentially in a lot of years of time in jail?
Yes. Well, again, can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate?
Does obstruction of justice warrant a lot of time in jail if you were convicted?
Yes.
And
time of the gentlelady has expired.
Now, this is the next level to this, folks. They're going to start using the name Don McGahn, as one of our great crew members pointed out when we were talking before. I think he was right. They're going to start using this to do lock him up chants, acting like Trump is going to be arrested when he's out of office. Of course, it's all a fraud. It's all more projection, like Maxine Waters. They're the ones that will probably get arrested.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, here's what we're going to do for the next 2 hours on The Alex Jones Show. We've got more video reports to air and more clips to get to. I've pretty much laid out the news. I need to go against my tendency to avoid redundancy. And I really just need to hammer these headlines again because it's all so important. It's so critical. And it just gives you an idea of where we're at in these epic times. And I just know no one else other than InfoWars is going to do it. In fact, maybe that's what we should do, guys, is let's take the second segment from last hour where I just went through the headlines and maybe just re-air that in the final hour, because I mean, there's no point in me just coming on here and saying the same stuff. I mean, it's all there. It's all in the headlines. The dots have been connected. Fusion GPS, the Clintons, Epstein, Mueller, Nader, Weissman. So, I mean, it's all there. And I just hate being redundant on air. It's just like a pet peeve I have. But that's everything. I mean, it's all there. It's all with the deep state totally being exposed. And yes, folks, the secret pedophile rings being exposed. And so they can sit here and talk about Pizzagate is fake news and all that phenomenon is fake news. This is the real Pizzagate. Anthony Weiner. Okay? That's the real Pizzagate. What is Laura Silsby doing at the border of Haiti with undocumented children? Again, how is Epstein just now being a mainstream story? He is almost murdered in jail, allegedly, or tries to kill himself. I mean, it's all epic. FBI agent shoots himself in the head at an Austin bar. It's crazy. It's insane. And I just have a pet peeve not to be redundant. So that's just what we're going to do. We're just going to re-air that segment where I connect all the dots and maybe re-air an Alex Jones segment or get Alex to call in, because they do this whole thing. They'll say, what about Pizzagate? What about Pizzagate? Like, that's some sort of insult to me. Look, dude, okay, fine. Say Pizzagate is fake news. I don't care. What about Epstein? What about Weiner? What about Nader? What about Pedophile Island? What about Clinton lying about it? What about the media covering it up? You know, and we get these little low-life dirt bags that, you know what? Because I know they're tuned in right now. This is a message to Brian Stelter and to Oliver Darcy and to Chris Hayes and to Rachel Maddow. This is a message to all of you. Now, some of you may know what you're doing, like Anderson Cooper. Others, like Brian Stelter, maybe, I don't know, you kind of have a Pennywise vibe to you. Maybe Darcy, who tried to get a job here and failed, I guess, and was bitter about it. I got a message for y'all. Why are you so obsessed with us? We're not the ones building compounds on secret islands they call Orgy Island and Pedophile Island. We're not the ones hosting a bunch of elite businessmen and politicians on a private airplane we call the Lolita Express, where underage children are sex trafficked. Okay? That's not us. You may not like our politics. You may not like our approach to news. But that's not us. Now, I just have to wonder what it is about Rachel Maddow and Brian Stelter and Chris Hayes and Oliver Darcy and the rest of these left-wing activist reporters on cable news. I just have to wonder, are you guys covering up for secret pedophile trafficking rings? I mean, I don't want to think you're involved in it. So I'm just wondering, though, why are you so obsessed with getting us banned and talking down on us? Why don't you focus on Epstein? Why don't you focus on Weiner? Why don't you focus on Nader? And why have you never covered this for years while you've been obsessing with us? You know it's out there because why? We report on it and you listen to us. And then you try to have us shut down. So, I mean, look, as a reasonable, logical person, you would have to wonder, you treat InfoWars as the boogeyman. You try to get InfoWars shut down. You dedicate so much time and energy to that, and you ignore sex trafficking? Huh. You ignore the origins of the fake Pizzagate coverage, which was the WikiLeaks emails and Anthony Weiner, and now George Nader, and now Jeffrey Epstein? Is it because your boy, Bill Clinton's involved? Is it because your girl, Hillary Clinton's involved? Is that what it is? So I'm just asking you guys. I don't know you guys. All you do is talk trash on us all day long. You'll never even do an interview with us. You'll never even talk to us. You're pathetic. But I'm just asking you, are you actively engaging in covering up for a secret pedophile ring? I'm just asking you guys, because you won't talk about it. You'll talk about us all day. You'll talk about a Trump pee-pee tape all day. You'll talk about a Trump grabbing by the pee tape all day. But you won't talk about Epstein and Clinton and Nader and all the connections. Why is that, Brian? I offer a challenge to all those hosts that I mentioned. And I'm not even sure, like, I want to give you an ultimatum, like, I'll quit and retire if you do a full-on expose of Jeffrey Epstein and his connection to the Clintons and how Bill Clinton lied about it, I'd almost put my career on the line just to see if you would do that, because I want to know. You hate me so much. You hate Alex Jones so much. You hate InfoWars so much. We'll put it all on the line because we just want the truth to get out there. See, we want people to know that you've got elites like Jeffrey Epstein working with other elites in the political world, in the business world, sex trafficking kids, and potentially blackmailing these people to get them to run for office, to get them to be frontmen for businesses, and etc. So I almost want to say, I'll quit. I'll retire. I'll never go on air again. You hate me so much. I just want to see you guys do a fair report on Epstein and his connections to the Clintons. Do a fair report on the WikiLeaks emails where they say they're putting children in the pool for your entertainment. That's all I want. And I just beg the question, if you can't do it, are you actively and consciously engaging in covering up for pedophiles? And if that's the case, why? And maybe that's why you hate us, isn't it? But again, I'm just asking questions here. I'm just asking questions. And I don't think that all the people in the fake news are bad people. Many of them are probably useful idiots. Maybe some of them are blackmailed into the positions that they're in. But I just sit here as a reasonable, logical person, and I have to ask questions. You guys get panicked over a fake pee-pee tape. You guys get panicked over Trump talking about grabbing him by the pee, but actual child sex trafficking and orgy islands and secret sex cults like Nixivum, which has connections to the Clintons and Schumer and Gillibrand, you won't talk about it. You won't talk about it. And I just ask why. But I guess you're going to just leave America to form its own opinion on that, aren't you? Because you'll never address it. You'll never answer a real question. You'll never be real news. And so people just have to assume the worst then, I guess. But that's on you. That's not on us. But you just got the message because I know you all listen. So there you go. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Now, folks, when we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to take your calls on all of this news. The Epstein news, the Mueller testimony. I want to hear what the audience thinks because this is crazy. And it's just the connections are right in front of our eyes. And man, you know, we all knew in our soul, this is probably why you tuned into InfoWars to begin with. We all knew in our soul, we all knew in our subconscious, we all knew at some point at a conscious level, this world is really corrupt. Politics is really corrupt. How did it all get here? Well, we have the answers at InfoWars.com. That's why they want to shut down. And now the stuff that InfoWars and Alex Jones has been reporting on for years is all coming to the surface. Now, we'll never get congratulated. We don't care. We just want the truth and justice to be fulfilled. What a time to be alive. The Mueller testimony, the Epstein saga, the Nader arrest, the Trump phenomenon worldwide, 1776, the collapse of the mainstream media, the collapse of the political establishment. The treason opened, bold-faced by Barack Obama. It's all there. Now, we're going to play another compilation here just to highlight the fumbling mess and disaster that was Bob Mueller. And it's now more obvious than ever, it was not Mueller's report at all. He was the front man. Who knows how conscious he even is of everything that's going on at this point. It's been alleged it was Andrew Weissman that wrote that report. And in fact, many people in media are confirming that as fact. I don't have those sources, but people claim they do. Now, either way, Bob Mueller was a fumbling, bumbling disaster yesterday and fully exposed himself and the Russian collusion narrative as a hoax. Here is another compilation of the disaster that was Bob Mueller.
You spent 2 years and nearly $30 million taxpayer dollars and unlimited resources to prepare a nearly 450-page report, which you describe today as very thorough. Millions of Americans today maintain genuine concerns about your work, in large part because of the infamous and widely publicized bias of your investigating team members, which we now know included 14 Democrats and zero Republicans. Campaign finance reports later showed that team, excuse me, it's my time, that team of Democrat investigators you hired donated more than $60,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign and other Democratic candidates. Your team also included Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, which have been discussed today, and they had the lurid text messages that confirmed they openly mocked and hated Donald Trump and his supporters, and they vowed to take him out.
Also in the Inspector General's report, there's someone identified as Attorney Number 2. Attorney Number 2, this is page 419, replied, hell no, and then added, viva la resistance. Attorney Number 2 in the Inspector General's report and Strzok both worked on your team, didn't they?
Pardon me? Can you ask?
They both worked on your team, didn't they?
I know. I heard Strzok. Who else were you talking about?
Attorney Number 2 identified in the Inspector General's report.
Okay. And the question was?
Did he work for you? The guy who said viva la resistance.
Peter Strzok worked for me for a period of time. Yes.
Most prosecutors want to make sure there's no appearance of impropriety. But in your case, you hired a bunch of people that did not like the president. Let me ask you, when did you first learn of Peter Strzok's animus toward Donald Trump?
In the summer of 2017.
You didn't know before he was hired?
I'm sorry, what did you...
You didn't know before he was hired for your team?
Know what?
Peter Strzok hated Trump.
Okay.
The president was falsely accused of conspiracy. The FBI does a 10-month investigation, and James Comey, when we deposed him a year ago, told us at that point they had nothing. You do a 22-month investigation. At the end of that 22 months, you find no conspiracy. And what's the Democrats want to do? They want to keep investigating.
My Democratic colleagues were very disappointed in your report. They were expecting you to say something along the lines of, here's why President Trump deserves to be impeached. Well, you didn't. So their strategy had to change. Now they allege that there's plenty of evidence in your report to impeach the president, but the American people just didn't read it. And this hearing today is their last best hope to build up some sort of groundswell across America to impeach President Trump.
And if somebody knows they did not conspire with anybody from Russia to affect the election, and they see the big Justice Department with people that hate that person coming after them, and then a special counsel appointed who hires dozen or more people that hate that person, and he knows he's innocent. He's not corruptly acting in order to see that justice is done. What he's doing is not obstructing justice. He is pursuing justice. And the fact that you ran it out 2 years means you perpetuated injustice.
When discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you referenced, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct. Volume 2. When you talk about the firm that produced the Steele reporting, the name of the firm that produced that was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not familiar with that, and I...
Well, let me just help you. It's not a trick question or anything. It was Fusion GPS.
When the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys too?
Can't get into that.
Did you interview Mifsud?
Can't get into that.
Is Mifsud Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen, no one's ever going to hear of them, no one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Well, I'm reading from your report.
Now, Fusion GPS produced the opposition research document widely known as the Steele dossier. And the owner of Fusion GPA was someone named Glenn Simpson. Are you familiar with
This is outside my purview.
Okay. You had 2 years to investigate. Not once did you consider it worthy to investigate how an unverified document that was paid for by a political opponent was used to obtain a warrant to spy on the opposition political campaign. Did you do any investigation in that whatsoever?
I do not accept your characterization of what occurred.
What would be your characterization?
I'm not going to speak any more to it.
So there you go. Russian collusion has totally flopped, totally failed, but this isn't going to stop the Democrats and their cohorts in the media from continuing to prop this up as a legitimate news story and something that's going to devastate President Trump. Again, folks, you know, common sense is not so common, and logic and reasoning has just been like beaten out of people or something. But I mean, just you would think, I mean, just the average thinking person has to ask, why did they engage in such fraud? Why didn't they engage in such criminality? Why did they engage in all of this? Folks, you're beginning to see the why. They all knew about Jeffrey Epstein. They may have all been blackmailed by whatever operation he was running over there on his private island and on the Lolita Express. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines for somebody that thinks they can offer a better explanation as to why you've seen all this going on. But boy, does InfoWars ever get validated and vindicated in the media for reporting on all this first? No. But that's fine. We'll play the role of the Dark Knight. We just want victory. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines right now. 877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-2539. What do you think of Bob Mueller's testimony? What do you think of Epstein being found in jail nearly dead? I mean, I don't know what you can even think about an FBI agent shooting himself in the head at a local bar who is investigating the Clintons, but the Clinton body count continues. And then Twitter censors the Clinton body count, just like Google censors the Clinton body count. Again, why would they be doing that, folks? You're starting to see all of it. You're starting to see all of it. Jeffrey Epstein is the tip of the iceberg.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're back live, and I am about to go to your phone calls. The callers are lining up right now. The crew is going to aggregate those, and we're going to get to them. First, folks, in response to the censorship, we have been looking for new outlets, new ways to get information out there, new ways to fund, quite frankly. And Subscribestar is one platform we've decided to go with. We know they're not going to ban us. And so we've all created Subscribestars here. I've got a Subscribestar where I'm doing a lot of exclusive stuff, some political humor, some InfoWars swag raffles. Alex Jones has started a subscriber where he does some more personal stuff, some exclusive content, some exclusive videos, behind-the-scenes stuff. And so we want you to know that Alex Jones is on Subscribestar. We want you to know that there's exclusive content out there. And so this is just some of the stuff that you will find on the Alex Jones Subscribestar. It's subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. Here is one of the recent exclusive videos that you can only find on Subscribestar, where Alex is also doing giveaways. So it's a little bit more personal, getting to know Alex Jones. Here is one of his latest exclusive posts on the Alex Jones Subscribestar. Ask Alex Jones anything exclusively for Subscribestar subscribers.
Man, whoever's coming up with these questions is amazing. I mean, obviously it's you out there that's doing it, but this is like, these are the best questions ever. Mr. Oso Koo, what's the best piece of advice you've taken directly from a movie? What movie and how do you apply it? I mean, I just read this minutes ago, and I'm sitting here like right off the top of my head. It's cheesy, but Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. That's damn true.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
But I just don't think you can say one clip. I mean, there's your answer. I think with great power comes great responsibility. You know, the Godfather has a lot of great quotes in it. We're shooting this out in the hallway, but we're just walking back and forth out here. Man, that is such a good question. Because it makes me think about movies and all the great stuff that's in there. What's the best piece of advice you're taking directly from a movie? Because I got pieces of advice, but from a movie. That's a question for everybody below in the comments. I think subscribe to our comments right under these. You can do a 3-hour show on that. What is the best piece of advice you ever got from a movie? You know, maybe it's Christopher Walken. When he survived for like 10 years in the Hanoi Hilton, he had something to focus on. He had something that was something that was a focus point of resistance and was wearing that gold watch up his ass.
This watch.
I mean, I think that's a good piece of advice. Like, and then finally, delivering to the next generation. Because, you know, that was a great movie that Tarantino wrote. A lot of Tarantino's movies are, you can tell he's fried his brain, he's melting it in, he's a cokehead or whatever. But that movie where he's like, well, why does it matter? Like, here, son, here is the watch. And the son kind of got, like, that was the birthright. Like, people did a lot of stuff to deliver this to you. But really, they're just in a torture facility, and they can keep a gold watch up their ass for 10 years. And keep away from the guards, that's winning.
We hit it. And one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
That's why I say resistance is victory. You know, if you're not getting stronger, you're getting weaker. And people think going along gets them somewhere. No, I've found going along with people that are good gets you somewhere. Kissing people's ass does not get you somewhere. So I would say Pulp Fiction, that however many years, you know, they fought and whatever, laughing at the Vietnamese the whole time, knowing that they had a gold watch up their ass. I think that is really the secret to freedom, is that we all have a soul, we all have free will, and that's really the gold watch. That's the metaphor. And keeping that and knowing that really what you have internally is what's powerful is what transcends everything else. So now it's a close pole position here in the two things that I was able to mention here. Great power comes great responsibility. Gold watch is up your ass.
5 long years he wore this watch up his ass.
Jaws, got to get a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Steven Spielberg, whoever wrote that. Because it's like you're on this quest to take on, find this monster. But when you find it, are you big enough to take it on? Because everybody gets what they want in the universe. God gives you whatever you ever ask for. Whatever you serve, whatever you, like Bob Dylan said, you got to serve somebody. Whatever you ask for, you're going to get. When you find that megalodon, when you find that big-ass shark, you can ask yourself, we need a bigger boat. But I think that's, again, metaphysical or an archetype of nobody's got a pay grade to this. Everything's above our pay grade. Nobody's got the answers. The universe is bigger than everybody. It's the whole point of it. And anybody that tells you they got all the answers, anybody that tells you they figured out every angle, is a liar. But our ancestors have created paths and systems that work. If we're humble and if we're focused, we can do some amazing things together. But pride goes before a fall, and it's the same thing for fools.
So there you go. That's the kind of content that you can find on the Alex Jones Subscribestar. And you can submit questions there that he will answer. And there you saw it. The more personal, not political Alex Jones talking about movie quotes and pop culture and stuff. So that's the kind of stuff that you can find on the Alex Jones Subscribestar. Subscribestar.com/ Alex Jones. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to take all these calls in the next segment. But let's air this video now. Do we have the video, Algerians tear down statue of the French general? Do we have that video ready to go, guys? This is breaking at Infowars.com right now from Paul Joseph Watson. Algerians tear down statue of French general in France. And so it's just a mass of people. It looks like they're waving Algerian flags. And a couple hundred people, maybe they're throwing explosives into the area. My goodness. As they're attempting to desecrate a monument dedicated to a French general, General de Gaulle. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I could be pronouncing it wrong, but we're just airing this footage right now, providing commentary over it. It's just a bunch of screaming and yelling and a group of men waving Algerian flags trying to tear down this statue, kicking it, hanging on it, obviously doing anything they can to get it down. And this is the conquered state of France. And there it is. There's your victory as the Middle East and Africa conquer France. And France loves it. They love it. And here's the other video where they're saying France used to colonize us, but today we colonize them. So that's nice. So you'll get, you know, third world backwards progressivism in France now. And they'll claim it's progressivism instead of Western lifestyle that freed the slaves and liberated women and created the most prosperous lifestyle of all. You see, so Western culture conquering third world backwards nation is a bad thing. You know, you need to be conquered by third world Muslim nations and African nations and Middle Eastern nations who don't have plumbing, haven't mastered flight, you know, don't have leading scientists, still abuse women and have slaves. So that's progressive liberalism, is getting conquered by third world nations that just want to spit on your culture, spit on your history, and treat you like dirt. That's what you do now. Western civilization is too good, too successful, so that's considered racist. So now if you don't let third world nations destroy your culture, you're a racist bigot. Jones Show at Infowars.com/show, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Epic news day today. Alex Jones out of the driver's seat, but on the phone now to report on what we just saw in the last segment. Algerians, in a symbolic optical takeover of France, tearing down General de Gaulle statue in France. Alex, what does this signify?
Well, Owen, again, I'm out here with my family. I've taken some time off, and I really appreciate the broadcast listening to it. It really is just incredible, all the world events that are taking place. But just to be clear, Charles de Gaulle warned of Hitler up front. Hitler was able to buy off about 80% of the French generals. I mean, you know, the French with the U.S. and the British beat the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and the Germans in World War I. And over 10 million people died. The French had Napoleon. Okay, so the French didn't used to be these pacifist wimps they're known as. Almost all their alpha males were killed in over 20 major European wars in the last 500 years. And there's still a lot of tough French guys, obviously. Look at the sports teams all over. I'm not saying the French are bad people. They helped found America. But they've been known for capitulating, certainly since World War II, and we had to go save their ass. Well, de Gaulle warned about it beforehand. He was right. He didn't take the payoffs. And, of course, he worked with Marie Le Pen's father. So they're all patriots fighting the EU. This guy, when NATO was basing troops in France in the early 60s and was going to keep a dictatorship in France of NATO, he sent French troops in to take all the nuclear weapons and throw NATO out. So Charles de Gaulle was a badass. And the CIA and others using the Jackal, who was actually used to kill Kennedy, he was involved, you know, tried to kill him. So he was the old brand of badass Frenchman and you know, the type of guys that set up the French Foreign Legion and things like that, you know, before him. So he was the real deal. So Algerians know that he's the symbol of the only French badass since Napoleon, okay? And so when they tore him down, the guy that led the French resistance, everything, when they tore that, I mean, Hitler had hit teams out trying to kill him in England because he knew what a symbol he was to the French because he'd warned about the coup plot. People don't understand this. The French government moved everything to the south of France, to Vichy France. So that's why they call it the Vichy France. The French stood down, and then the British Expeditionary Force 500,000 men got pushed to Dunkirk up against the sea because the French were ordered to stand down by their generals. That's the real tactic in the military, is actually buy off your opposition before you hit them. And so that was the tactic being used. We did that to Saddam in 1991, and again in 2003, we'd already bought off almost all of his generals, or about 98% of them. So this is what happens. So when the Algerians, the Muslims, say, "We've conquered you," and I get off, they can play that clip again. When they say, "We've conquered France," and when they say, "We're pulling down De Gaulle," and this is Islamic takeover. And of course, the Algerians were a colony in North Africa of the French. And I mean, my God, the French were obviously exploitive of any area they were running as a colony. But compared to how Islam exploits people, it's its own colonization. So that's why they're doing this. And they're saying, "We're Islamic. We're pulling down the symbol, basically, of your George Washington." And that's why this is such a big deal. That's why it's so sickening. So back to you, Owen Schroyer. But I think you should play that video again of them pulling it down and the thousands of cars a night being burned, the French women being defiled. This is about conquering and pissing all over Europe, because Europe is in a catatonic, brainwashed state, worshiping tyranny and worshiping being cucked. So I hope that the French finally wake up before it's too late, but it appears Europe could be lost. Back to you, Owen.
Yeah, and I've always appreciated your historical analysis of these events, Alex, so I appreciate you calling in and enlightening us on that. But yes, I've always wanted, growing up, I had desires to, travel the world, see the world. I always wanted to go to Sweden and France and Europe and Italy and see all these, great historic structures and monuments and everything. But man, seeing the state of Europe and the EU now, I have zero desire to go over there. Britain has fallen. France has fallen. Sweden has fallen. There's hope in countries like Poland and maybe now in Italy, but it's just bad. And I mean, but it's like, what is France, what do these people think is going to happen when a bunch of, these people are just thugs showing up here claiming we're colonizing? You're not colonizing anything. You're just destroying. They can't colonize. There's no structure. There's no infrastructure. It's just destruction. And so, but this is the symbol of Europe being cucked and being taken down in the name of social justice. That's really what this is. And Macron is a perfect example of this. When he goes around placating to African migrants and they're literally laughing at him, flicking him off, saying F France, and he smiles for photos. That's the definition of a cuck. That's the definition of a traitor. And France has fallen under Macron's watch, just like we knew it would. Now, I don't know if there's any hope now that Boris Johnson is going to be the prime minister of UK, the nationalist election in Italy, and other such developments. But man, with the arrest of Tommy Robinson and the treatment of him, with everything we're seeing in France, with the increased terror all across Europe, Muslim terror, it's just not good. And you really do wonder what happens to all the men in these countries that don't even stand up for their own lineage, their own culture, their own society, their own future. I mean, it's just really pathetic. And I just don't want to see that come to America, where you have them tearing down statues. But it's Americans now. We don't even have foreign invaders doing it. It's a bunch of liberal, indoctrinated, brainwashed, stooge morons who go around tearing down war monuments, desecrating war monuments, saying F America, down with America. We don't even have Algerians coming here doing that in gangs. We just have brainwashed Americans doing that. But it's like the same thing. You saw the footage of the ICE facility in Colorado where they take down the American flag and put up the Mexican flag. You'd have to beat me to a pulp. And I don't even work at the border facility. I didn't serve in the military. I'm just a patriot. I'm just an American. And just symbolically, I'm not going to let you hoist the flag, take down my flag, and hoist the other flag right in front of me. No. It's the whole thing from my cold, dead hands. But this is the culture war that we have happening right now. And it really starts with an information war, because what do they tell French people? Oh, you're bad. You're responsible for the suffering of Algerians and North Africans, so you have to lose your country because of it. Oh, here in America, oh, you're bad. You're responsible for all the suffering in Central America. You're responsible for the suffering of people crossing illegally. You're responsible for racism and bigotry. Therefore, you aren't allowed to have a country. Well, no, that's not how this is going to go. But this is just, again, part of what's happening worldwide right now. Protests in Hong Kong that the Chinese government doesn't know what to do about. They're about to have to get militaristic against the Hong Kong protests, where now they're going around beating citizens if they don't get involved in the protests happening in Hong Kong. You've got China threatening to invade Taiwan, U.S. sending ships into the Strait of Taiwan to try to avoid that from happening. This is the axis of powers, with Russia kind of sitting out there as the kind of golden gem. Are they going to fall in line with the West? Are they going to fall in line with China? And of course, you have the Democrats and the deep state here trying to push Russia out of our hands because they're allied with the Chinese communists. And you've got the situation in North Korea firing missiles, land in the Japanese seas, China and Russia doing war games, Japan firing warning shots, Putin denying all of it. It's all crazy. The Strait of Hormuz. I mean, so this is the reshuffling of the world order, folks. And just like in 1776, the shot heard around the world was the election of Donald Trump. Because here's what it signified. The American people were not going to be bullied anymore by the political establishment, by the media establishment, and by political correctness. And it signified at a very rudimentary but expansive level how Americans are bucking the brainwashing, bucking the system, and deciding to control their own destiny again. And so the world saw that, like they saw in 1776, and it was like a powder keg waiting to happen. Now, the next big powder keg is obviously Jeffrey Epstein and his little black book. And over the course of the next couple weeks, you're going to see them trying to act like this is going to bring down Trump. No, ladies and gentlemen. No. Now, they'll put Trump in there, but Trump wasn't the one flying on the Lolita Express. Trump wasn't the one going to Pedophile Island. Trump isn't the one that Epstein has blackmail on. That's why they all hate Trump so much and have to get him out of office, folks. We take your calls on the other side.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we've got the phone lines ready to go. So, I mean, I got these clips I could get to. We're going to hear from Alex Jones again before the end of the broadcast. Let me just mention, though, well, Ilhan Omar is a racist, just like we all knew. She hates white people. And it's funny enough, but in 2012, Ilhan Omar told somebody to go back where they came from. But let's not even get distracted on that, because the big issue is the Epstein story, those developments. The Mueller testimony falling apart with the Russian collusion, and of course all the worldwide political developments, which is just the reshaping of the world order. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard has just sued Google, I think for $50 million, because they shut down her ads during the first debate. Yeah, they don't want Tulsi Gabbard in there. We told you this would happen. We told you she would be censored. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Now, let's begin with some of your phone calls here as we're into the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show today, and go to Jerome in New York. Go ahead, Jerome.
Good afternoon, Owen. It's always good to talk to you. This is the old hillbilly from Texas up here in the big city. Look at, I want to fill you guys in on Robert Mueller. He is, that guy's a lobbyist, man. He's a multimillionaire. He started out his career working for these law firms that lobbied in Washington. Then he worked his way up through different areas for going through a U.S. attorney's office a couple of times. And as soon as he gets a connection, he goes back and works for these other law firms that lobbies in Washington. He's a multimillionaire. The reason why he was chosen for that figurehead job is because of his stellar life, you know, with being in Vietnam. You know, he has a Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and all this. Oh, God, he's walked on water, you know. That's all a big cover for that operation that was run by that, what's his name, Weissman? That's a Clinton operation, man. That's all that was. That's all it is. They're still trying to make their insurance policy pay off. They're still trying to make it pay off, but I don't think they paid their premiums. It don't look that way to me. But I'm just filling in on who Robert Mueller is. That guy, you know, Weissman, he just had his strings tied on to Mueller. He was just there as a front man. He you saw yesterday, he was clueless.
Yeah, he had no idea.
He was completely clueless to what was going on. I mean, how more obvious can we say? But as I said, this man is a multimillionaire. He's lobby. He's been with lobbying firms all of his life. You can go on opensecrets.org. It has pretty much a breakdown. There's an incomplete record prior to 1998 because the Senate Office of Records don't publish that. Don't have electronic records for that. You have to get hard copies for that. But anyway, I was just passing that along to folks to see exactly who this guy is. He's just a front man. That was an operation. All that's still going on. That's a Clinton operation.
The thing too about the Clinton operations, and it's beyond them. They were just the most arrogant, pompous, in-your-face, aggressive politicians. That's why the Clinton body count trends. That's why everybody focuses on them. Bill and Hillary Clinton, just, you know, arrogant, aggressive criminals. But I think in their arrogance, they mismeasured two things, Jerome. Thank you for the call. I think in their arrogance, they mismeasured two things. One, as in the past, they assumed that their corrupt media could cover it all up and the American public would be deceived. That didn't work. The American public did the search for themselves. They found InfoWars. They found other outlets out there. Their false news worked. And then they didn't account for Matt Gaetz, for Jim Jordan, for these other Republican congressmen to stand up and be brave, knowing they're about to take on the most corrupt criminal establishment perhaps in the world, at least in American history. And they just boldly stood there and said, "We know you're a fraud. We know what you did."
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
What a massive news day it's been. We've been breaking it all down here with Alex Jones. We're taking your calls now. Don't forget about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food containers. By the way, folks, you know, you've seen storable foods. There's all kinds of storable foods out there. We sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you the difference between the InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods and just the average emergency food supplies out there. Most emergency food supplies are designed and put together and packaged to really just be something to sustain and to fill in times of emergency. It's not necessarily something that you think, wow, I'm about to have a great, you know, gourmet meal or what have you. I'm just going to get some substance here, some sustenance, because I'm hungry. I need to eat. And this is my emergency food supply. Well, that's not the case with the InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. This is the gourmet. This is the elite. This is something in an emergency food supply that you say, I'm really looking forward to this meal. And so that's what separates this from the rest. Now, 50% off is a massive discount. At full price, we are already giving you the best storable foods at the best price. But with 50% off, this is such a amazing offer that you got to take advantage of here. If you don't have emergency food supplies, what are you waiting for? I don't have to sit here and tell you about all the chaos in the world. Look, I don't want to be the one that tells you that, hey, our power grid is, at risk of an EMP attack. I don't want to be the one telling you, hey, you know, society could break down. You know all these risks. Hopefully you never have to deal with it. You've got the rolling blackouts in New York. They still have no idea what's going on, they claim. The point is, it's insurance you can eat. It's storable food for an emergency that you don't want to happen, but, you know, you got to be real about folks' situation here. So we just have the best at the best price. 50% off all InfoWars Live Select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at all the ingredients. Look at all the different options you have there at InfoWarsStore.com. But your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible, like the upcoming Clown World Round 2, Democrat Debates Round 2, featuring Democrat candidates that are polling at zero. Zero. In fact, it's nice. I finally have something in common with Beto O'Rourke. We're both polling at zero for the Democrat presidential nomination. So I've got that going for me. But we're going to be doing the Clown World Democrat debate coverage. Once again, extended coverage. Live streaming begins at 7 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show coming up July 30th and 31st that next week. Hopefully you can come along for the honk honk ride. What a clown show it will be. Surely. Round two. All right. Let's go out to the phone lines and jump to Carl in Virginia. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes, sir. Oh, nice to talk to you. My point is this. All of this stuff is just basically the normalization of their madness, of their criminality. They're trying to get it to where it's kind of like the lesser magic that they're used to doing. You know, they're trying to get us normalized to the craziness of pedophilia and all this other stuff.
Well, and there's also an element to this, too, where just the average onlooker observer is like, holy crap, how can they get away with this? How is this happening? So it's almost like an attempt to kill your morale to say, like, yeah, I know all this corruption is going on. We know it's all going on, and we just can't even do anything about it.
And the Clintons are involved, and it's been going on for so long behind your back. Now it's out in your face. What are you really going to do about it, kind of thing?
Yeah, and it feels that way. And, you know, certain people can't lay down and take this crap. And so something's got to give here. I hope the president does his job. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and act like I can point out all the criminality, but look at the overall picture, folks. They knew there was no Russian collusion. They spent millions of dollars investigating Trump. They spied on him illegally. They've been using Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island to blackmail people. That's why he got a sweetheart deal from Mueller. I mean, it's all out there. I'm not the one that can point the finger and say, go investigate this, look for charges here. We know who the ones that can do that are. We hope they're doing it. But man, if we don't do something about these deep state criminals, these open traitors, then it's game over. And I think that's kind of why we're sitting here on edge, like, wow, something better happen.
Amen, brother. We got to get to the bottom of this.
All right, Carl. Hopefully, let's try to kill Epstein in jail. That's what it looks like. We warned you that was going to happen. Again, InfoWars Tomorrow's News Today. You can't get this coverage anywhere else, folks. Let's go now to Eric in Florida. Go ahead, Eric.
Take out a speaker. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Destroyer the Destroyer. I just want to make a couple comments. Basically, I love the way that the InfoWar team there put things together. So set your DVR, Democrats versus Republicans. As to Mueller, I'm just going to say things, and then you can tell me when I need to go. He's like a sad clown. I'm such a dopamine high, natural high from watching this special yet. Anyways, he's like a frowning clown caught by the Scooby-Doo crew, caught in a corner, and they pulled the hat off of him. Maybe the guy is
Well, and that's the craziest thing about this, because we're all sitting around, like, Mueller's going to be the one behind the mask. Mueller's the bad guy. Mueller's this, Mueller's that. And, yes, he has that history. He has that pedigree. But now we see the testimony, and we're just like, wow, this guy really has no clue. Did he even write this? Did he even read this? He can't even get – is he even healthy? And so, yeah, it's kind of like this, oh, wow, it's not Mueller. Like, yeah, Scooby-Doo reference. Oh, you pull the mask. Oh, it's not Mueller. It's Weissman or whoever it is. But it's beyond that. It's such deep state corruption. Obama's intertwined, too, with the illegally spying. So we're going to find out where it all goes. Let's go to Jefferson calling in from Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen. I think we should stop gloating about the Mueller investigation kind of fizzling out and move on to other things. But when it comes to Epstein, I think he is either faking his injury so he can't participate in his own defense, or he was allowed to be injured by that guy. And that's a scandal in and of itself.
Well, there's some more details that we need to find out about this, because it was his cellmate. Now, if you, I assume you've done enough research into the cellmate. I mean, the guy seems like a roid head, and he obviously is an aggressive criminal in his own right, with the charges they've put on him that landed him in jail, you know, I guess running a drug ring with cocaine dealers and everything, and then, you know, some bodies buried in some property they tied to him. And who knows what connection he might even have. I mean, look, let's. I mean, people know about Bill Clinton in Arkansas. His own brother said he's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. I mean, I think we know what that means. So, I mean, who knows the connections there? But like you said, is perhaps Epstein, maybe did he try to harm himself? Maybe did he try to kill himself? Those things are being alleged too. So, I mean, you'd think that they would know this, because it's like, okay, was the cellmate in there when he hurt himself? Was he not? I mean, you'd think it'd be right, more basic, but
it doesn't make any sense. They're supposed to know what's going on at all times in Epstein's cell. This doesn't make any sense that they didn't protect him. He's supposed to be in protective custody. He's a high-profile defendant. It's ridiculous that he somehow gets injured, and we don't know how it happened within an hour of it happening.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so they found him, you know, on the floor, coiled up in a ball. Was the cellmate in there? Was he not? When did he leave if he wasn't in there? So was there any objects that could have used for a strangulation or hanging of himself? I mean, it's very sketchy. And then I guess if you really want to go conspiratorial, I mean, was there someone inside of that facility that is involved in this too? I mean, so it's crazy, man. But we know what's going on. This is the changing of the world we've been waiting for.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and right, turning mighty pale.
You've heard the big news. Jeffrey Epstein, nearly dead, found in his cell, no answers. Bob Mueller's testimony in front of Congress totally destroys the Russian collusion hoax and the notion that Bob Mueller was going to be a hero to the Democrats that would end Trump. It's all developing, folks. An FBI agent shoots himself in the head in Austin, Texas, that was investigating the Clinton Foundation. In fact, we're going to hear from Alex Jones again today in the last segment, breaking down his exclusive intel on that. It's crazy stuff. We broke down the geopolitical news worldwide. It truly is 1776 around the world. And then you've got just the average leftist madness happening as well, tearing down statues, removing the word Lord from police memorials, tearing down statues in France, claiming Algerians are going to colonize. It's crazy. The 2020 election ahead of us, we're going to cover the Democrat debates coming up next week. Exclusive coverage at Infowars.com/show. Myself, Alex Jones, Bob Barnes will all be on air. And so this is what we've been fighting for, though. We knew we would come here. It wasn't just going to be a quick turnover of the engine like the ignition in a car. This is going to take a lot of work. It's going to be painstaking. It's going to be lengthy. It's going to be a fight. And I'm just glad, hell, I mean, look, Trump ain't perfect. I'm no Republican. The Republicans are far from perfect. But, man, thank God that we got an eccentric billionaire, Donald Trump, in there who has no fear right now. Thank God we have congressmen like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and other Republicans that are brave enough, knowing they're putting their lives on the line, folks, to stand up against this war machine, against this sex trafficking network. And it's all going to be exposed in due time because they can't play games. In fact, let's go to our caller, David in California, who says Democrats crazy enough to assassinate Trump. I would say this. They're desperate enough to assassinate Trump. That's what this comes down to me. All their sex cults getting exposed, all the sex trafficking with kids getting exposed, all the links to all the deep state politicians. It goes all the way back to Clinton and Bush and Obama. They're all connected. Epstein has the black book. So, David, I would say the Democrats, it's not just the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, the corrupt people that we know have been running this structure, they're not just crazy enough to assassinate Trump. They are desperate enough to. David?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the history of things, I believe JFK was murdered on the third year of his first term. They're somewhere around there. So, I mean, these people are all about numerology. And like you said, they're just crazy. There's really no end to their madness, honestly. And I God forbid something like that happens. But that's probably in their cards, you know. They're that crazy. They're willing to go that far to be able to just obtain the power. And it's I just hope that everything turns out good. I know it will. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate that this fight has to go this way. I mean, with our children and the things that's happening in schools, it's just everything. So that's just the point I wanted to make. You know, I hope the president is on top of it, man. I hope that it all goes clean, if you know what I mean, and we don't have to go about it the violent way.
And who knows how many times they've already tried to kill Trump. I mean, you've had people try to run his motorcade off the road. You've had people try to storm the stage. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes? I mean, just look at what Antifa does in all of their terrorism. Look at all the attacks on Trump supporters. Look at James Hodgkinson shooting up a Republican baseball practice. Look at the firebombing of ICE facilities. Look at all the attacks on Republican headquarters. I mean, the Democrats are not just the largest hate group in America. They are the largest domestic terror organization in America. I mean, I'm not going to hold any punches, folks. Bob Kramer and Aaron Black already got caught by Project Veritas. I mean, this is not just rhetoric. This is not just me as a Republican. I'm no Republican, believe me. I go where I think my ideals and where my values and everything align. And right now, that's certain Republicans in Congress and Donald Trump for the most part. But, I mean, we're talking about, like you said, I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's just, it's mind-blowing because you see it all. It's not even hidden. They're literally firebombing ICE facilities. They're engaging in open terrorism. Bob Kramer and Aaron Black admitted they started a riot in Chicago to shut down a Trump event. I mean, this is not rhetoric. The Democrat Party is the largest hate group and the largest domestic terror group in America. Period. End of sentence. You want to know why you have all these stories and worries about racism? Look no further than Barack Obama. No, I'm done playing these politically correct games. The Democrat Party is the largest hate group in America and the largest domestic terror group in America. You can't deny it. They engage in open violence. They engage in terror events. They just saw and found another thing. They did an investigation into the quote-unquote milkshakes that Antifa was throwing at people? Yeah, it had quickcrete in it. That's a chemical weapon. That's a deadly weapon. Those are damn terrorists. So congratulations to the Democrat Party. You are now the largest domestic terror group in America. And Ilhan Omar wants to say, white men are the problem in America. They're the real terrorists. We need to racially profile white men. Tell you what, you want to talk about profiling people? You know who you really should be profiling? Democrat voters. The average Antifa member, like Ted Cruz says, we need to have a RICO investigation. These are thugs. These are terrorists. And they're all led by the Democrat Party. Now, I don't know why Maxine Waters and all these people call for violence against conservatives. I can guess. But I'm no fool. I know the definition of terrorism, and I know domestic terrorism when I see it. The Democrat Party is the largest domestic terror group in this country. It has to be shut down. It has to be recognized. It has to be declared. Let's squeeze in a call from James in California. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Alan. First, I'd like to start off with thanking InfoWars. I have a son with the IEP. Honor roll does great things. We get reports from his teacher after taking honor roll. There's a total 180. So I thank you for that. And then secondly, I'd like to thank Mr. Jones. About a year and a half ago, I started listening to him, and he helped me find God. He's a really powerful person. I can't thank him enough, but it seems like he lost himself a little bit, and I hope he finds his way. It seems as though he's finding his way back right now. So secondly, I'd like to touch on censorship over social media. You know, we're noticing the push down in the algorithms of the Clinton body count, but also I'd like to touch on the parallels with Infocoms. I can't believe that I supported a brand that censors their own members on Infocoms.com. We are the whistleblowers of InfoWars. We are W2FA. We're the ants. We're coming, Owen. This is real. MOA out.
Okay. So I don't know what to make of that caller. Yeah, sorry, dude. We don't like a bunch of pornography put on Infocoms, dude. Like, sorry, I'm not into pornography going on my Infocom site. So if you want to watch porn, there's plenty of websites out there for you. Sorry I don't do it on ours.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I don't want to make a big thing of this. We're about to be rejoined by Alex Jones here in this segment and the next. But I just want to kind of briefly respond to that last caller, because I'm not trying to make Infocoms a big story, but here's the deal. When we got censored off all social media, and Alex Jones basically got banned from using the internet, I started the InfoWars Army as a kind of InfoWars community outreach thing, since we can't do it on social media anymore, and as a call to action, like, hey, help us fight censorship, go out into the 3D world, and let's make some stuff happen. Let's get signs, let's get on the news. And it was great, it had great momentum, but man, all I can say is this. It just sucks that a few bad actors can ruin an entire thing for a group of people. And I don't know what the nature of that last caller was, but all I'm going to say is this, folks. It's like InfoWars just wants to win for America, okay? And so we want to spur activism. We want patriots to get active, whatever. If you don't like the fact that we're not going to wipe your butt and pat you on the head and give you a bone, then fine. Then you don't have to promote InfoWars. You don't have to do the stuff on InfoWars Army or any of that stuff. Go start your own stuff. So that's the whole thing. It's just like, I'm just trying to come up with ways to beat the censorship here. I'm trying to come up with ways to organize and activate people that want to fight the censorship. And I don't understand the nature of the last call. It's gotten so crazy over there at the Infocoms. But folks, just we're just trying to find ways to beat the censorship. We're trying to find ways to awaken Americans. We're trying to find ways to get the message out there. That's what this is about. So if you go to Infocoms or InfoWars Army and you think you're going to get a pat on the head or a dog bone or a treat or something, that's not what this is. And I don't want to have to shut down the whole thing because a few people want to ruin it for everybody. Look, I love all of you guys. I'm sorry that InfoWars doesn't have 8 arms and 8 brains and can operate without sleep for 8 years, okay? We're human, just like everybody else. So if InfoWars Army and promoting our message isn't for you, then fine. Go do your own thing. I'm not your enemy. I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not Hillary Clinton. I'm not Barack Obama, okay? That's the people that we're trying to expose. Those are the enemies of America in our vision. If you have that vision, then fine. If you don't, we're not your enemy, man. So that's all I'm going to say to that. Now, this is insane. How do you even live in this clown world anymore? Feminist strips naked in front of children for a quote-unquote art display. The story is by Adan Salazar at InfoWars.com. I don't even... I'm serious. Get that off the screen. That is disgusting. I didn't even realize what was going on here. Folks, look, viewer discretion advised. This is an art display for children. I'm honestly speechless. I'm honestly speechless. Not only is this quote-unquote artist, where the hell is this? This is unbelievable. That's public indecency. This woman belongs on a sex predator list. Not only is this giant humpback whale stripping naked for children, that's sex offense. That's just child abuse. Folks, on the table, I don't even know. Folks, on the table at this art display, if there's children listening and you don't want them to hear this, just turn off the radio or plug your ears. But on the table, which I guess is the art, they have rubber vaginas and asses and boobs as this lard ass is stripping naked. Excuse me, I'm not trying to be rude. I can't even talk about it. Let's go to Alex Jones on this. This is next level clown world. I'm stunned.
Listen to the beautiful guitar and the sound of bugs in the trees and of the leftist assault on humanity. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the article is on InfoWars.com right now. That's right. The leftists capture our children like trophies of their evil. What the F? Don Salazar article. Feminist strips naked in front of children for art display. European SJW artist claims to be fighting sexual patriarchy. But when you look at the photos and the videos, we can't show you all here for even adult audiences on TV and radio broadcasting. A feminist art exhibit shows the captured young people drugged there by their leftist parents, while a woman, an obese goblin-like creature, makes them look upon her in an act of, well, psychological rape and domination. Go look at the photos for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very, very sad. But it's all about the last trophy they've got. Their degeneracy is to have some drag queen story time with children riding on top of men. And, these creatures, these men in bubblegum lipstick saying, we're going to have a party with a bunch of young girls, topless, 12-year-old, but don't bring your parents. It's all pedophilic. And it's all them having their coming out party. Well, guess what? The nationalism and the populism is our coming out party. And we see through what you're doing, you wicked, wicked devils. Just like I told Barack Obama. We see through you, you wicked, wicked devil. We're not putting up with it. And we're not backing down and we're not giving in. So final segment before the war room. I'm Alex Jones. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, folks, and we will be right back with Alex Jones on the other side of this break coming up. But, I mean, seriously, this is, I don't know how else to slice this. I mean, this is sexual abuse. This woman needs to be arrested and put on a child sex predator list. This is unbelievable. Let me explain something. If I go to a children's event, let's say I go to, there's a local school here nearby and, the junior high school kids, let's say the sixth graders, and they play soccer on this field. And I decide I'm going to go to the soccer field today in a trench coat, naked underneath, and I'm going to take my trench coat off. And I'm going to have my meat and two veg hanging out for all the kids to see. I'm going to be arrested. That is, if I don't get my ass beaten for exposing myself to children. Oh, but you see, that's the real world. If you're an artist, if you're a liberal progressive artiste and you want to, I can't even believe this is like, this is honestly like real world magic. I'm telling you folks, this is like, I'm honestly at a loss. This is like some sort of crazy, like witch doctor black magic where you can literally get away with anything if you have the veil of progressive liberalism over it. I am not even kidding you. Let's look at the evidence here. Look at all the Democrats. What was it, Keith Ellison, that like allegedly beat those women and they showed the photos? Nobody talks about that. Bill Clinton, women say they bite her lips so hard that she bleeds, putting cigars where the sun don't shine. I mean, they just get away with everything. And now they literally have leftist artists at kids' art exhibits stripping naked, showing them plastic boobs and butts and vaginas. And they get away with all of it because they're liberal progressives. I mean, you can literally be a pedophile if you just say it's liberal and progressive now. What is this black magic? You want to know InfoWars' role in the news world? It's seeing a feminist art exhibit and not being so politically correct and cowardice to call it what it is, child abuse. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is child abuse. Again, if I show up at a children's event and strip naked and so my twig and berries are hanging around, that's child abuse. In fact, people would beat my ass senseless. But if you're a feminist, if you're a progressive liberal, you can literally get away with child abuse now in broad daylight. I'm so stunned by this. I can't even believe it, folks. You think I'm joking? Go to InfoWars.com. Look at Adan Salazar's story. A feminist art exhibit strips naked in front of children while her art is... It's literally sex art. Do you realize how sick these people are? Folks, look, I studied psychology. Okay? This is the psychology of a demon. Because when bad people know they can get away with abusing you, they do it in front of your face. It's how they get off. So it's all an act. Oh, I care about the children. It's kind of like drag queen story time. Oh, we just care about the children. No, you don't. You want to abuse the children, and you know you have this magic veil of liberal protection somehow that you can literally get away with the most insane crap, having children dancing for dollars like at a strip club, having children throw money at drag queen story time like at a strip club, and now you literally strip naked at a feminist art exhibit. That is child abuse. This woman needs to be arrested and locked up and put on a child sex offender list. But you see, most people in media are too scared to say any of that because they're afraid of their own shadow and they want to be politically correct. Not here when we see a feminist art exhibit, which is nothing more than child abuse, we call it out. That's what it is. Now, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com so they can't shut broadcasts like this down. Big specials at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. Now, folks, this is the type of coverage why they want Alex Jones and InfoWars shut down. Ilhan Omar is now openly an avowed racist. That's right, telling people to go back where they came from. Here's Alex Jones.
There's a particularly important article on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson dealing with Ilhan Omar's deceptiveness, that she is such a liar. We're going to play some of those clips here in a moment. But when you read the headline, it's resurfaced interview features Ilhan Omar urging Americans to be fearful of white men. Now, why is the article so important? It's not just her making that racist statement and lying about, you know, statistics. It's the fact that she then goes on to say that it's very insulting to ask about genital mutilation of little girls happening all over Islamic areas of the U.S., like Michigan and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, when she has backed bills to decriminalize genital mutilation. It's simply amazing what a liar she is. In fact, here's a clip of her specifically talking about how we should be profiling white men.
The rise in Islamophobia is a result not of hate, but of fear, a legitimate fear, they say, of quote-unquote jihadist terrorism, whether it's Fort Hood or San Bernardino or the recent truck attack in New York. What do you say to them?
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
We see this type of deceptive statement all over the place by the leftist media. They claim that right-wing terrorism is epidemic. They claim that it's way more common than any type of Islamic or Antifa terrorism, when the statistics and facts just don't show it. But the idea that white people themselves commit a disproportionate amount of violent crime is a fraud. Whites in Europe and the United States and Canada, as well as Australia, are amongst the lowest statistical numbers per capita for the amount of crime. Certainly, you could say in some areas of the United States that most of the crime is committed by white people, but that's because it's states where 90% of the people are white, like Montana. If you go to places like Illinois or places like New York, whites are the minority of the crime because they are a minority. Again, black men are, on average, 9 to 10 times more likely to commit violent crime. And in fact, it's black men mainly committing crime against other black men. Those statistics are so high because of things like the Crips and Bloods, and most of the crime is being committed by gangs. But still, statistically, they are many times more likely to commit crime. And we don't look at the average black person and say, oh, look, they're a criminal. In fact, the left has always said that that's a, you know, stereotype of the right wing, but it's really a stereotype of the left that they've always been pushing since the days when they ran and founded the KKK. But regardless, Ilhan Omar's claim is simply outrageous. And her and her good buddy Tlaib have also come out recently, and other videos have surfaced and other interviews saying deport people they don't like, deport Republicans, deport right-wingers out of the nation. And so the very statements that they've demonized Trump, who's basically said it tongue-in-cheek, they themselves have engaged in. And the media, the corporate-controlled media, the whole time has worked with them to basically try to cover all of this up and act like that this isn't really what these women stand for or what they're doing. But they do. Callers called in just yesterday on the show and said, this has got to be fake. These people are too crazy. This is too over the top. Well, that's because you haven't been in a university bubble or a blue city bubble. I live in Austin, Texas. Okay, I've been here since high school. My grandparents are from here. I've been here since I was a little kid visiting. It is now as culty as San Francisco or as the most leftist areas of Portland, Oregon. I wore a flight captain's hat a few years ago and went to several Halloween parties, and I had white people and Muslims come over and ask me if I was a white supremacist because I was wearing a police hat. Now, even if I was wearing a police hat and was dressed up as a policeman, which I wasn't, how would just being a white person that's a cop be a Nazi? But it was an airplane. It was an airplane hat. It was a blue hat. Any idiot would know what it was. They just wanted to mess with me because I was white. And most of the people that did it were white. I told them, screw off. They were idiot racists. They didn't know what to do. They were blown away. Because everyone else would grovel and prostrate themselves and piss all over themselves and explain to everyone that, oh, I'm not racist, I'm not bad. But that's where this craziness has gone, where major universities have no white weekends, and where, again, you can't have cultural appropriation and dress up as a geisha girl or a cowboy or a Native American. This is the norm of these people because they're a cult that progresses like cancer and mind controls their victims and always have new things you've got to do to conform. So when you look at Ilhan and you look at Tlaib and you look at Presley and you look at AOC, this is who they are on their best behavior. Behind closed doors, they are rampant anti-white. They are rampant anti-Christian. They are foaming at the mouth like the most wild-eyed KKK member you could ever imagine. Because the Democratic Party's always been about race, and now the demographics are mainly minority, being majority now. They are simply pivoting and shifting to that and trying to do a sales job of race-based politics with the general public because they don't want to have prosperity and freedom and Second Amendment and unify the culture. They want to divide us, and that's the key. So many people ask themselves, why are they doing this if it's so destructive to their own party? Because Communist China owns almost all of Hollywood and major shares in all of the big establishment corporate media. And they're allied with the EU and the big mega banks that have decided it's the Chinese century and have set up the takedown of this nation. So these people are vile and over the top and cartoonish. It's because it's wartime propaganda. They're telling us to take our flag down. Universities are saying, don't say American or America. These people have converted to being an enemy camp. And they believe it's their time to overthrow the country, and they've been promised ruling positions in the spoils and wreckage of the country. Yes, well, this is 21st century warfare. Again, back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX offices. I want to thank all the listeners, all the great crew, everybody else for making this broadcast possible. Without you, we will not be on the air. But thanks to you, we're standing fast for the next phase of the battle as we retake the planet for a pro-human future. Thank you all. And remember, we got to get on our knees and thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for everything we have.
Today we are lifting up these stories in the hopes that you will see the light. And if you don't, we will bring the fire. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.